Hello.
Hello.
It's all dirt. By the way, you know whenever I tweet that, because that reminds me. It's a good reminder. It's just dirt. Just dirt. Everything's dirt. Oh, give me some of that dirt. I'll mold it into a nice car. Give me some of that dirt. I'll make a nice new phone out of it. It's all dirt. It's all we have is dirt. We just mold it into different things. Not to say I don't think I'm full of shit. Some days I say that, and then I go, I want to get a new chair for my patio. But some days it stops me, so that's why I say it. Anyway, I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina at, used to be called Nut Street Comedy Club. Now it's called Dead Crow Comedy Room. And I'm here a night early, so I'm going to go over to the club. Today our guests are Whitmer Thomas and Clay Tatum. And it's one of those shows that is all over the place. All over the place. But sometimes they end up being the fun shows. You think, who's who, what, can't we be all over the place sometimes? Can't we get lost? Isn't that the journey people take with us? Anyway. Thank you, by the way, Jimmy Fallon, and thank you very much, Judd Apatow, for nice tweets. Appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. We explained the whole, when I started this whole, you know, Indiegogo thing to raise money because I love money. I don't think I did a good job of explaining it. But guess what? Next week I will. That's right. Will I continue it? Will I stop it? Have I thought twice about it? Next week you'll find out. Today, shitty explanation. Next week, better. Future guest, James Adomian's coming back in the near future, like within the month. Rory Scovel, and the next one I haven't talked to, but I was on the plane today thinking, oh my God, I got to call Liza Skinner. Because I'm very excited to have her back. Anyway, Jen Kirkman is so jealous. Oh my God. If I tell you something about her, do you promise? Oh, and we will address the question about the all women thing. Somebody emailed me. You know who you are. You had a question. I talked to a few friends about it, men and women. Don't have to talk to women about it. Just talk to men and women about it. And they both undeniably all gave me the same exact answer. And I will address that, whoever that emailer was. I don't have your name in front of me. But what was I just saying in the opening? Oh, I was saying about how Jen, so you promise you won't tell her? I went by her house and she had her window open and I saw her. I didn't even know she prayed. Old school. She's like, dear Lord, please, I hope I'm Todd's favorite. I'm like, oh my God. Makes me love her even more now. Hi, Jen. Everybody tweet heavy at Jen today, like overly compliment her. She doesn't listen to the fucking show. Oh, by the way, to George Card, I know she does, so she's hearing this. I could just wave at her. Hi, Jen. All right. I know she was praying. She was on, like, the side of her bed. She's praying. Dear Lord, why did Todd talk about Paul Tompkins? Why was his tribute longer than mine? Because you know, Paul needs it. He puts on that game face and the bow tie and the sharp dressing and the, but please, we both know. He sits at home and goes, please help. And Paul, if you're listening to the show, which I think you might sometimes, I'm still a fan. All right, everybody. So, fun show. It's all over the place. Clay Tatum. Whitmer Thomas, living room show I did last week. I wish I could have hung out like I did last time. It was just as much fun. Come out, buy my book. Seriously, my manager.
Tell them.
I go, to George Carr, and I go, Alex, I've told them they're regular listeners. How many listeners do you think we have? I think it's about 25,000, but I don't know. It could be 3,000. No, I think it's, I have to ask Katie that. I think it's about 25,000. I think I would have sold more books. The book is doing great. And I got a good article in the New York Times, good article in the D.C., some D.C., whatever, D.C., Washington Post or something? Yeah, Washington Post. All right, this is turning into its own show. You people, come on. You're good. I'm very excited for next week. All right. Bye. How you doing, Aristotle?
Good.
Can you believe that I Did he even answer just then? I don't think I left a space for him. Well, he could jam it in there. I'll give him a space. Aristotle, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I just had a nice, relaxing, easy day.
Oh. Sounds like you had a lot of fun. Like, that's it. This is the show. I love you. I didn't want to say it, but I think it's time in our relationship that we can say we love each other. Come on. Bye. Ah. It's my new laugh. Okay, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
There's no way to say this, but as of today, I'll be leaving the podcast. I had a good time. This was a fun journey. But I want to leave.
Don't look so sad.
Today is my last show.
I know it's over.
We're just going to do whatever we want today. My guests are Wit and Clay.
Life goes on.
And also here today
this
is Bud.
Whole world
from Power Violence.
Keep on turning.
We're going to just do whatever we want today. There's no, like, what?
Let's just be glad.
You might think, well, that's what we do every week.
We
but today,
some time
it's going
to
be
spend together.
And don't look sad. This has been a crazy journey.
There's no need.
And when I say don't look sad, I'm talking about me.
That we're burning.
Chris Hardwick fired me.
Lay your head.
Because I wouldn't play enough jingles. And I...
on my pillow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to express...
who you are, tender body.
The voice you hear of the woman is Katie. Podcast Katie. She did a song with Chris Christopherson.
Hear the whisper of the raindrop.
You know what we should do? Every week should be the last show. I don't give a shit anymore. And every week it's called Todd Glass, the last show. And that way no one can complain. No one is complaining. But I'm saying if they did, you go, it's the last show. Don't even listen. All right, so listen. So, hi. Oh, it's still light out. First of all, hello, Clay.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You are?
Yeah.
You look great. You take care of yourself?
Thank you so much.
What'd you do today? You get a raspberry facial?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
What if you go, you motherfucker, Whit, I told you not to tell anybody. What would be the odds that you would have gotten a raspberry facial? And you go, Whit, I only told you. If you tell anyone, I'll kill you.
Clay, have you ever washed your face?
Don't here's the say thing. That. That's no, here's not the thing. Nice.
No, it's not.
No, he has a perfect complexion. I have a
thing where sometimes if I take a shower and my head gets under the water too long, I get swimmer's ear. I get a bad infection.
Wow. Tell that story to the listeners. I want to hear about it. Seriously, tell it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell the whole story. Don't make it short either.
All right. Beginning of the day, I kind of wake up and I kind of feel like a little dirty. And I wake up and go, God damn, I'm dirty. And so around that time, I'm like, you know what, I need to take a shower. But it becomes
stop more, it. Okay, stop it. I'm in a good mood already. Now you might think, what was I before? Well, I was a little tired, but you do one thing, and now there's blood flowing through my body. You take the bit, you fucking give it 100%. Now I feel great. So, by the way, to George Carlin, I'm being serious. Jake, hello. Jake said to me while we were getting ready today, what is the trade-off? And I think he might have tweeted this. If somebody wants one of your buffalo wings, and then they have fries, how many fries do you give them for their buffalo wing? Just regular McDonald's-type fries. How many fries for a buffalo wing? How many do you say?
I would say seven.
Okay. Yeah, seven is a number that he got. What did I say? I said five, but I said 5 to 7. It's got to be a bunch full. Now, what if it's those curly fries? It's probably like a half of a foot, and it's right. Curled in. I say two, maybe.
I would say 2 to 3.
I think you're right. What would you say?
3.
You know what I say? What do you say? 3 fries, regular McDonald's fries, 3 fries for a buffalo wing? How many? 6, 7. How you doing over there? I'm happy to have you here. He's a good energy. Like, as soon as you said you were bringing him, I'm like, yeah, geez, bring two of him and leave Wid home.
And this,
why do I have to insult you to compliment him?
And you got to hear, this guy does some crazy voices.
Does he sing? Do you sing? Well, we'll get you over here. Do you want me to sing?
No.
No, seriously.
No.
No, seriously, I don't care. If you want me to sing, I'll sing, bud.
No singing.
Okay, I'll do a little bit later. Okay, so let me go. Jake, hello. And then Aristotle, always so much fun to see you. So let me get this stuff out of the way. Okay, here we go. The kicks. I started this thing, and I got a nice email from Shay, and he didn't understand. I started like a Kickstarter, an indie thing, because I want more money. To me, that was the whole joke. Like, everyone, like, I really like money. I want to get more of it. And I thought it would be funny to people watch me, like, you know, they could see how much money I'm making because they can follow you. Mm-hmm. I was trying to make $1 million. The incentives were, like, for $5,000, I'll do a show at your house. And by the way, I didn't give one incentive that I didn't want to follow through with. I thought, well, $5,000, what if it's in Minneapolis? I'll go do a show for $5,000 in Minneapolis, plus air and hotel. I'll stay at the house. Fuck it. I'll shoot it. $10,000, I'll sleep at your house for a week. I thought, would I do it? Yes. So I thought it would be funny. Now, I don't want to throw Jim and Jeannie Gaffigan under the bus, but I smoked a little bit. I started to just tweet it, and I thought it's funny, and they sort of egged me on. I'm not blaming them. Not blaming them at all. I'm a very aware adult. But amongst comedians, you know, Jeannie doesn't do stand-up, but she is, like, thinks like a comedian. You know, she used to do stand-up. So we were like, it's funny. There's something funny about it. You know what I mean? Like, just, oh, send me money. I'm not making... So this person, so that started. It's like, not enough. I need more. I want more money. I was like telling everyone, you know how we used to have a PayPal for the show? Forget about that. I don't give a fuck. Close it down. Close it down. Just send money to this. Well, it's still sending money, but you're making it like. And I just thought it was just so ridiculous. Now, the thing is, yes, I would make money with the money I would make. I'd spend on the show. But still, so this person, Shay, who I've had a few interactions with, nice ones through email, wrote a very, like I always say, it's very important when somebody writes you an email. It's not aggressive and it's kindly written. They were like, dude, like, I didn't say dude, but, you know, I perceive you to be a working comedian and, you know, you make money and people buy your book and they support your comedy. Like, that's how they pay you. Like, is this for real or is this like, I have this much money left and I bought cat food with it. And I get it. I get it. There's people that are at the end of, you know, a hard month, and that they really do. They have a little bit left. They go, hey, they have a dog. They have a cat. I got totally get that part. But does that have to be – hey, by the way, I don't mind in life going, you know, in hindsight, maybe that wasn't a good idea. But I wasn't asking people to send money that didn't have it. It was obviously for people that go, you know, some people sent money. Like, you know, the thing got started going. But then I eased up on it because of that email, and I thought – so can you weigh in or do you –
It's okay, so the title is Todd Glass Wants $1 Million.
I want money. I'm collecting money. Right. I'm starting to collect money.
You know what you're doing. If you're sending money, you know where it's going.
Yeah, I think it's if it's a silly goof, then people, you know, who cares?
What would you do?
And also, that person could do the same thing. Say, I want $1 million.
Okay, how about this? Is it taking advantage of... No, because
no.
I'm not saying...
No, everyone knows.
It's taking advantage of, like... well-off people who want to do give in to the joke anyway.
And then, so it's not taking advantage if people are aware of it.
No.
Because they can watch how much money I'm getting. And what am I going to do with it? I spend it on my fucking mom. Jesus Christ. But
yeah, you spend it on the mama.
Yeah, spend it.
You can say it loud. What did you want to say?
Oh, I was hanging out with your mom last night, Todd.
Oh, Jake, please. What were you doing? All right, well, that's very nice. Do me a favor. Could you fuck her? No, seriously, she'd like it. We thought we'd flip that joke around. You know, people always go, I was out with your mom last night? And you go, they go, well, you go, hey, that's our bit. That's what we do while we're setting up for the show. No, really, she would like it. She's fun. So I might start, I might get going on that. See, once you, if you're going to do this Kickstarter thing, or indie, whatever it is, you got to really, like, you know, like, my friends were saying, like, Josh Androsky was saying, you like wake. Oh no, this is what actually Jim Gaffigan said. You got to wake up in the morning and in all caps go, hello, I want more. See, that made. Is your sensibility that off? that you just, the minute you, that's how I laugh when they said it. I'm like, oh, I just thought of it. Like, who wakes up and says, hello, I want more. That's not enough. And I was tweeting things like, hey, look, no matter how much I get, I promise you, I'll always ask for more. It'll never be enough. All right, so there's that. Maybe I'll go back to doing it. I had somebody read my book because I'm not the best reader, and I got a few emails from people that were surprised. And I thought, I understand that they're surprised. I don't know if everybody reads their own book. And again, they were just asking me.
The audiobook?
Yeah, the audiobook. Oh, it's very hard for me to read. I can read better than people think, but it's hard for me to – I could never read my own book. So I did have somebody read it, and I listened to some of his work, and I thought it was he would do it justice. His name was Oliver. If people, when they get Uber, if they – is that the code they put in? Mm-hmm. 4, N is in Nancy, D is in David, U is in – a word with you in it. I usually think it's unicorn. Is it unicorn?
You usually think it's unicorn.
I usually. My friend that's a cop, which I have a lot of friends that are cops. Is that okay with everybody? Says foxtrot is because nobody would. Like, you try to think of words that can't. Like, F as in foxtrot, Romeo. They're just. He goes, foxtrot. No one. It's foxtrot. No one's going to think you said crotch rot.
Right.
You know, crotch rot? No, foxtrot, you dumb pile of shit. Imagine that. There's like some big murder going down. He goes, foxtrot, Romeo. All right, C is in crotch rot. What's the real one?
Foxtrot.
Foxtrot. So it's 4 is in the number 4. You never know what letter to give for the numbers. That's the hard one. What if people don't know what number you say? What do you do there?
You
they go,
like,
it's N is in Nancy. 4 is in what?
3.
I thought the angle you were going is like 4, as in 40, 8.
But that's right. Okay, let me give it with Jake's input. 4, ladies and gentlemen here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my PayPal. Uber. This is Uber. Put this code. Oh, more free shit I'm trying to get. Well, look, that's what I do. I can't help it. I can't. I am who I am. I think Sammy Davis Jr. said that. 4 is in 4, 4 is in 3 plus 1. 4, N is in Nancy, D is in David, U is in unicorn, and A is in apple. Put that in when you get Uber. All right, I don't care. I'm doing a book signing. I'm going to Portland. This will be so quick, and then we're going to have so much fun. I'm doing a book signing in Portland on Thursday. I will tweet it where. Tell me about your face. What do? You wash your face?
This is before or after I realize I'm dirty.
Excuse me?
I guess it's after I realize I'm dirty. Well, I realize I'm dirty, and so I go to the mirror, and I look at myself, and I agree that I am a dirty mess. And so I take the water, and I get the hot and the cold, and I turn the hot up a little bit, and because I like it a little bit hotter than what it normally is when you put both of them at
all right, let me tell you. Let me ask later. Ask later. But that's interesting. I'm not even joking around. I swear to God. okay, this is we're almost coming to a close. No, we're not. What if they? I don't know if you want to weigh in on this or not, but you know what? I don't want to talk about this. No, it's like I don't. I'm going to say it. I thought about something the other day. You know how we evolve? I don't know if that's an okay word to use. It is. Trying to grow and as a society. And we usually see by looking at just – if we use charts and graphs for social evolution, is that okay to say? Social evolution. If we – like the same charts and graphs can tell us where that's going, same as it does for everything else. There's charts and graphs. Like, we tend to, every time we, you know, like, oh, give a group rights, we always look back and go, oh, my God, that was such the right thing to do. And, like, and I think we forget, like, not only are the people judged with, my new favorite word, egregious behavior, but we judge the people that don't do anything. Isn't there a phrase for that? Like, standing by idly is like,
yeah.
We all know that phrase, but I think we're forgetting it in the news today because it's going to be fucking gross what we're letting people say. Like, the fact that we still let people say that someone can run for the president of the United States and say basically that kids can still pray to not be gay.
Right.
And you get to run for the president of the United States. Now, I'm going to say if because it makes it that much fun. I think the test results are in, that it's not a disease. So at what point can't they fucking get away with that? I mean, can Nike, if you don't buy Nike, if you don't want to buy something from Nike, you don't believe in their product, what they're selling, because that's what religion is. Nike's doing the same thing. If you don't believe in the Nike product, can they threaten you to go to hell? Can they tell your children they'll burn in hell? No, the Better Business Bureau stops in and goes, no, you can't. So I think we're at the point with religion. No, you can't do that anymore. Like, I'm not making it complicated. Let the Better Business Bureau step in. You can't fucking tell people, hey, religion, you can't tell kids they're going to go to hell. The test results are in. People that study this, no, you can't do that. Yeah, but the president is running for the president of the United States and gets to tell people that. At what point would you, if I asked you, are you going to – because I know the minute you overly say something, you lose a lot of people. At what point are we going to be able to say that if you tell a child he can, you know, pray to God to get rid of that part of him, is that going to be – can you say that's direct child abuse and that is direct – you are responsible. I'm not saying if you say we can't say it now, and I will shut up and listen. If you go, well, we can't say it yet. What point are we going to be able to say that is directly – you are directly responsible for children killing themselves if you say that. Directly, not indirectly. If you tell a child he can pray away the gay, and it's a fact he can't, you are directly responsible for gay children at a young age that kill themselves. What, can we ever? Are we ever going to be able to say that?
Yeah, I think it'll be really soon. I feel like as soon as at the end of Obama's second term, he's just going to start spouting off all this amazing, like, controversial stuff like that. Like, you know how many times he's going to say that's stupid in the last year of his term? Just go, nah, that's stupid that you think that. You know what I mean?
Was there ever an issue? Didn't they have gay camps where it's just like where they would take your kids if they thought they were gay, they would take them there and they would like change them during
well,
this camp?
Yeah. Yeah,
and wouldn't there be like suicides at these things? Like,
oh, all the
these,
time.
And there's no one that's like, oh, he's just messed up in the head. That's why he killed himself. But the parents are not like at all. They can't.
Well, they
be responsible.
Well, another thing is we're all. Them. I mean, another thing is I look at people like Michelle Bachmann and think like, do you really believe the things you're saying? And then I don't know if it's someone who's just like paying them to think that way, but then I wonder if they must think the same way about us, about me. Like, I can't believe that you really believe the things that you believe, or, you know?
Well, right. Well, that's why it's not the fact that I believe it. It's the fact that, like, I don't come to the things I believe about my car because I take a stab in the dark at it. There's experts. Mm-hmm. And here's where I think people get confused on this. I know there's a lot of stats and there's a lot of polls, and then they fuck with polls. So that's where people throw this in. No, there's a separate from that, from 32% of the people think this and 42%. I get that confuses people. Like, fuck, what do you believe? Then there are hardcore fucking stats, and you don't get to mess with them. So I think the information that's in your head comes from listening and learning. Like, you know, I say it a lot on the show. Jimmy Dore says you can't ration somebody out of something if they didn't ration into it. I don't think you grew up with a belief. You educate yourself. People that study the brain and have decided that it's not an illness. And by the way, this just goes for everything. You can't, if religion has done this in the past, bad religion. You know, some people would say all religion has said that if a black and a white person marries, or if a woman does this, or if all that shit. And like I said, I thought about something today when we go, like, when there's probably someone listening, just the odds are that there's somebody listening. When I said, well, why can they tell gay people they'll do this and they're going to go to hell? When, oh, they used to tell black people if they married white people. I know. It's not a competition. I'm using this as an example. Obviously, you know, I get it. There's many categories that religion has told people if they do this, they'll burn in hell. And when, aren't we at the – you can't – no. You can't do that anymore. By the way, you know when people get upset when they compare their plight to their plight? You know, a lot of people – it's usually because they have a problem with your plight.
Right.
They don't really care about the differences. If some other group they didn't care about compared them, they probably wouldn't care. Why don't you treat that like you're trying to court somebody? A term that I heard Jake use before the show. You know, if you really like a girl, or if you really like a guy, or whoever you're attracted to, you're going to probably find some things you have in common, as opposed to fucking go right to what you don't have in common. Why don't you treat that? Anybody out there that hates being, you know, when someone goes, when you compare your plight and your struggle to their struggle, and they go, no, don't compare it. Really? Is that what you do if you're trying to meet someone and you're attracted to them and they mention a band you don't like? You go right to that? Or do you wait till they say something? Well, find out what you do have in common. And maybe there is something. No one's saying there aren't any differences, because there fucking sure are. There's big fucking differences between the white struggle and the black struggle, or women struggle and gay. There's big fucking differences. But isn't there anything I have to do with the Andrew Dice Clay? Isn't there anything in common? Nothing? Nothing? Not a teeny little bit? You can't go there and relate? Act like you're trying to get pussy. Anyway. And the other thing I thought about, and then I'm making sense. You know, Doug Stanhope said something about, you know, we still think it's okay to make jokes about rape in prison. Ah, he'll go to prison, he'll get what he deserves. And I talked to this about, I talked about this over the weekend to a friend, and whenever you say wait, a lot of people go, well, wait, if something happened to your child or your significant other, or then what would you feel? Well, there are people out there in the world that have had egregious things done to them. We played something from last week, a woman who gave forgiveness, that still don't say those things. It's like when somebody once said something about my dad. I don't want to get into it. But no, I will. When somebody once said, you know, when you make a stupid dad or mom, even as an adult, you still do it. It's so stupid. You go, your mom or your dad, and they go, my dad died. And they're serious. I've never been so glad to have my dad dead, because I can speak from a place of authority and go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's not about your dad, you dumb fuck. It's a fake, silly world we go to. I would never, if somebody made a little dad joke and seriously go, my dad's dead. I was so happy to go, thank God my dad's dead. The first time I could say that, fuck you. My dad's dead. You think I'm going to back down? Get the fuck away from me. And that's how I feel when people say that. What if something happened to your kid? There's people out there that something did happen to their kid. They did. And that doesn't mean they don't fantasize revenge and all the left. But what won was forgiveness. Not, I hope he goes to jail and gets fucked. That's our one last chance to show civility, that we are different. And I thought about something. If having that done to prisoners lessened it, made less molestation and murder and all that, well, but it doesn't. I think out of respect to every person that something's done bad to, and I'm making this up, but I bet I'm fucking right. What we could do is, no prisoner is going to open up unless he's respected. Unless he's respected and shown dignity. And maybe if he's shown dignity and showed respect while he's in prison, I get it, you still have to be put away. I'm not living in a fake world. You did some bad things, however it happened, even if it's, you know, whether it's something that was done to you when you were younger, I get it. We still have to put these people away. But if they're shown respect in prison and dignity, they'd open up. And if they opened up, I think we'd benefit, because we'd get into their heads. And that would be the key to lowering, to dealing with a lot of this, not the way it is now. No one's going to fucking open up. Oh, why would we need them to open up? What the fuck type of information could we get if they opened up and we got to talk to them and therapists talk to them and figure out what? Then we could end a lot of this. Does that make any sense?
Definitely. Yeah.
This advertisement has been paid by the campaign running for Todd Glass.
Why can't? Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, why can't somebody take these things I say and put them on YouTube? I've got shit to say. I say good things. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, I think we're almost ready. I can't wait to play you guys in. Okay, I won't read the email, because it's too self-gratifying, or, you know, it's too. But I think it's important to say it. Now, Whitney Goldstein, yeah, that's right, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, look at you flipping out. I bet you pulled your pants down. After my big speech. Anyway, so I think I said all that. Okay, so here's the last thing. Because why I defend, whenever I say defend social media, like, you know me, I'm a big, when people go, today, society today, here's the problem with people today, it's like, ugh, social media, I make fun of myself sometimes. It's awesome. People can say the kindest, nicest things, and they get into your phone, and you can read it. So the negative things, you know, if you just have a little self-control, most of the time you don't even have to read the negative things if you have a little self-control. But overwhelmingly, people say a lot of good, nice things. And this is something, I am going to say it. I will tell you what she said. And I get podcast hangover. And whenever I bare my soul a little bit, I wake up and I go, oh. But I think to myself always, you bared your soul. So that's what I feel like. This is one of those things. And then we're going to take a break and introduce you guys. And I couldn't be happier you're here. I know that, but do you know that in the first 20 minutes, how long have we been going, Aristotle?
20 minutes.
Are you having a good time over there? All right. So let me just finish this up. Because you seem like you're bored. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Aristotle, don't do that. All right. So listen, here's what I wanted to say. So as we come to a close, this is one of the... Aristotle, that is really disrespectful.
My podcasting.
You can't whistle and talk. Okay, so I was going to bed, and it was last week when I think I was being a little stressed out dealing with some family issues with my, you know, my wife Shelley. And no, with my family a little bit, my mom and her husband, a little bit stressed out. And Tara, oh, I hate that every time I write something down. Brydle. Wrote me the nicest email, made me tear up a little bit, feel great, feel light. Should I tell you what she said?
Yeah.
She said that I was one of Mr. Rogers' helpers. Hmm. I was like, you know what? If she was there, I would have given her the biggest hug. That's why social media and 20 years ago, someone would have written a letter, and then, you know, what are the odds I would get it? Right to my phone. Happened to be checking some emails out. It came in. I read it. I was like, if she knew, I mean, I wrote her back. But how good that made me feel. Who would have ever thought me, a Mr. Rogers helper? Can you believe it? It's just, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? So thank you, Tara. I want to thank you as we come to a close on the serious part of the show. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Clay. One name, Clay. Guess who else is hanging out here? Bud. Aristotle's here. Also, young Jake Adams. We're going to have so much fun today. I'm not shitting around. I feel so good. It's going to be just miraculous. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. Shut that music off real quick. Pause it. Seriously, sometimes when I say some of these things, can't somebody... Here's what I want someone to do. Go get like a Martin Luther King speech, right? Or those, you know, those inspirational speeches. And then slide in some of my stuff. And what would be wrong with that? And then at the end, go black, put up my book. There's got to be people listening to the show that edit. Now, let me get very clear with this so we don't get things we don't really need. You go, you keep it short, a minute. Maybe you take some inspirational speech, you take 30 seconds of it, then you fade into mine, you put a picture up me, put an American flag behind me, take the picture, take a good picture. Don't take an ugly picture, I'll get very upset. And then you put in something that I say, and then it goes black at the end, and it says, the Todd Glass Situation, available where people sell Simon & Schuster books. Now, you probably figure out a better way to say it. So, but it's all good, and... This is my favorite part. Look at this song. This is what it's about. This is what this show is. We'll be back. Myself. Oh, we're back. I love this music so much, I can't stop playing it. Going to be so much fun. You know, all that stuff up front. What do you do? Use a cleanser or something like that?
Oh, with the I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything because I haven't gotten the best part about it. It's when I'm okay. I left off at the 50-50, the hot, the cold. I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of a mild feeling. So I'm like, okay, let's spice up that little hot. Let's bring down that cold a little bit. And then you're kind of at the point where you're like, hey, this is what I'm like. It's like a little bit above room temperature.
Interesting. Okay?
And my place is not cold or hot. It's just right in the middle.
Hold on. I got to stop you.
Okay.
I got to have you on, just me and you talking about this, a whole podcast.
Sure. Yeah,
an hour and a half. I'm not joking around.
That should be enough.
Oh, Well, guys, it is good to have you here. I want to say hello. That opening is always, you know. Can I tell you, sometimes I forget that guests will weigh in. With you, whenever I'm talking about all that stuff, and I learned I was wrong, I learned it with Ron Funches, just to let the listener know. Yes, I have a lot on my mind when I want to talk about that stuff during the opening, but a lot of times I'm just moving past it because I don't think anybody else wants to weigh in on it. Ron's like, I would love to weigh in on it. I'm like, oh, I would have. Yes, it's hard for me sometimes. You have to stop. But I now today I realize that with you guys. Once I stopped and threw it your way, like you had some input, and I would have gone, oh, shit, I would have shut the fuck up more. So next time, you're fucked.
That's fine. We don't got much to say.
Who wants to ask that person? You know why I like you guys? Why don't you go over to those drums, and maybe we could show them with a little dignity. I like you guys because you're born to be alive. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, our guests tonight, Wienerver Thomas, Clay, what's your last name?
Tatum.
Clay Tatum?
Tatum.
Tatum.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a dance for you. Our listeners know what I'm about to do. Me and Jake are about to go and turn the bubble machine on. Sometimes I wonder who I do that for. But I'll tell you what, I do give 100%.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
No, that's good, man. Good moves. I like that running man thing. That was
great.
That
was a mess.
That's our show.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't got any more time.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm very excited. How you guys been?
Oh, pretty good, man.
Seriously? Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
Hmm.
What happened to the smoke machine? We have a smoke machine. Let me put my... Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, listen. That's too much. Sometimes I edit this out, but I think people need to hear how much work I put into this. You okay? Jake was so excited. I guess he's a big fan of Buds. He left a message on my... machine today.
Did he?
Hold on. Oh! Hold on, I want to throw this another way. Shit, I'm out of breath, but I don't want to stop. Let people hear what it's like. They want to hear that. You know, that's the biggest request I get? After you're done dancing, do you edit it out because you seem to come right back? I think that pot lollipop is kicking in. Oh my God, it just... Yes, this is why you have to explain to people. They might go, Todd, it's every week. Yeah, I know. I smoke pot every week. This is one of the things I look forward to. Every week, especially on the show. But not pot candy. But do you really feel it, Bud?
I do.
Look at his eyes.
When Bud eats a edible, he turns into a dad.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, just you can ask him anything and he gives a dad's response, like a tired dad's response.
I am so sick that I can't find the phone voice here. It's killing me. Echo, jazz. I don't know what the fuck that is. Oldies.
Oldies might be what it is.
No, it's like, oldies is this.
That's not old.
K-Earth 101, where the hits just keep on coming.
Okay.
And this is ballad. Pop.
That's fun. Huh?
Pop. What would be pop? Boop, bop, pop.
No. It'd be da.
Da. This is empty. Hello?
Oh, that's not good.
Hello? That's empty, too.
Why is there two of those?
This is making me so mad. Wait, now it's not.
People
even
love their empty.
Can I tell you, we're going to take a. Hold on.
They give you two empties and only one oldies? People are going to need an extra empty. This is going to be the biggest hit.
Clay Tatum.
Hey!
Clay Tatum.
But nice. What's your name?
Whit.
Whit.
Whitmer Thomas.
I said it. Okay.
Okay, take a deep breath. You're a big fan. I got a little messed up before.
Right.
You love Bud.
I love Buddy.
I called you this afternoon and I said, can Bud show up? And you said he's busy, but I don't think he can.
Yeah.
You called me. Do we have the message? I have the message you left on my voicemail. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but you started crying. Mm-hmm. You were so excited that he was coming with you. What is it? Just that you guys are that close? By the way, I loved it.
He's just my best friend. He belongs on radio.
But you were really like crying, like uncontrollably sobbing. You were screaming. By the way, I love this bit because you have to do everything I tell you. I remember one time specifically during this message, I heard you move away from the phone and you're going, "Lordy, lordy," or something. I don't. Lordy, lordy. I don't remember. But you know what? Why am I telling you what he said?
It's embarrassing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd, it's Whit. Listen, man, I know I told you earlier that Bud can't come.
By the way, hold on. That's the worst phone in the world.
What kind of phone do you have with reverb?
Hold on. Hello? 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 Do me a favor. I'm going to kill myself. And the last thing, I don't want to kill myself with the harmony. I'm going to kill myself. Just hold your nose.
Oh, sure.
You left a message on the machine. No, actually, do play the voicemail that he left. Let's stop joking around here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd, it's Whit. Listen, man, I know I told you earlier that Bud wasn't going to be able to make it tonight, but, oh, God, I'm wrong. I was wrong. He got his shift covered, and he can come. And I got to say, man, it's been his dream ever since he was a boy to be on a podcast.
Get to the part where you cry.
He told his mom, I remember, he told me the speech. He said, Mom, you're my mom, and all I want to do is just come on a podcast one day. Can you make it happen, my potty mommy? He called her his potty mommy. Because he loves podcasts.
Wait, holding your nose. Here's the voice I want to hear. You're not. It doesn't make any difference of a sound. What? Oh my God! Here's you before. Hello, 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 hello. You know the part. Play the part. The next part where he's. I hear him like saying, "Lordy Jesus" or something. Thank God Clay is coming. And you were screaming loud.
Anyway, he's so excited, and I got to tell you, oh, God, no, Hercules, Hercules, Lordy, Lordy, he's going to come to the podcast. I'm telling Clay right now, Hercules, Lordy, Lordy, yes, sir, he is. Yes, sir, he is. And my God, strike him down with a mighty vengeance. He's coming to the podcast, and he's coming tonight. And anyway, Todd, I'm really happy you invited him on because it's going to make his day.
Now, I got to do something embarrassing for you because you did leave a message, too, over there, Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is it? You guys, obviously, you're like brothers here. You have a little bit of a rivalry because you, I don't want to embarrass you. You called to say, hey, cool to be on the show tonight. Then when you went to hang up, I literally heard the clicking sound.
Yeah.
And I overheard you sort of yelling at Whit about, like, let me talk a lot on the show. Don't interrupt me and stuff. And you were screaming. I didn't know that side of you. But you were play the message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd, it's... Oh, God.
Hey, Todd, it's Clay. How's it going? Hey, I'm glad that I'm going to be on the podcast. This is so exciting. Hey, listen, anytime you need me, I'm there. Okay, bye. Okay, click.
I love it.
Whit! Hey, Whit! Whit! Whit!
Yeah?
Look at me! Look me in the fucking eyes! Look at me! You know, I'm not... Listen, I know a lot of people
pause
out
it,
there...
Pause it, pause it, pause it, pause it. So... I'm embarrassed that you play it, but I feel like this is embarrassing you a little. You're over there with your head bowed.
Yeah. Whatever. Just.
Okay, play it, play it. Play the rest of it.
And now that you go out there and you see these fucking people and you look them in the fucking eyes and you go, you're shit. And I understand that. The fucked up thing is that I understand that. That some people are shit. But guess what? I'm not that person. I'm not fucking shit. So when I go on the Todd Glass podcast. I want to talk, too. I'm not fucking shit. He gives me a mic, too. Do you understand? Look me in my fucking eyes. Do you understand, Angela shit, man?
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, fuck. I forgot to hang up my phone. Click.
First of all, I'm going to say what I say to a lot of people. You take great comedy direction. You did the overly, I'm such a nice guy. Like, no one knows this. Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on. Oh, golly. And then you turn into the evil you. Well, for the bit. All right, listen, let me take a deep breath. You want to hear something really cool, and I think you'll like this? My friend Troy Conrad took some Mitch Hedberg jokes and he just put them like if a computer read them with no love at all, no life, no soul, just if a computer read the jokes and didn't have the life that Mitch brought to them. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I like rice. Rice is great if you want to eat 2,000 of something. My manager's cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk.
Say another one.
I write jokes for a living, man. See, I sit in my hotel at night. I think of something that's funny and then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny.
I remember when I heard him tell that joke, I swear to you, like that, well, it's the basis of a lot of comedy is that you don't think that anybody else shares the experience. And that was one of them that seems so just personal, like, you know, and then I go, oh yeah, everybody does that, I guess. If he, you know, Mitch, like I would not be able to think of a, couldn't find a pen, so I would go, eh, it's not that funny of an idea. But I thought that was like my own thought all to me. Then when I heard Mitch tell that joke, I started to do it. Because I thought, well, I thought of it before he did. I just didn't think to say it on stage. No.
I find that a duck's opinion of me is very much influenced over whether or not I have bread.
It's great. Even if, oh, I love it. My head hurts. All right, listen.
I had one anchovy. That's why I didn't have two anchovies.
I got to start doing some of these in my act. I really believe that if Mitch could talk to me, he would want me to do some of his jokes. Mm-hmm. And not do it as him. That's disrespectful. To just start stealing them in my own voice, right?
Mm-hmm. When I first started going to open mics, there was a bunch of dudes who sounded exactly...
In By the way, I was kidding.
Well, I know. I know.
I know if you knew, I knew.
There's so many guys who looked and sounded just like Mitch Hedberg. Everybody was like wearing sunglasses and long hair. Remember that Clay that person?
Yeah. Oh, there was a, what year was that?
2000. I mean, I guess first time's like 2007.
I always forget I'm younger than you guys.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't remember that. I always forget it.
2007, I think.
Where were you doing stand up comedy in 2007?
West Side Eclectic.
West Side.
Oh, here in L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah, sure, jeez, I'm a piece of dish. I just thought, how's a fish? Poof.
A guy who doesn't get that awkward cue is just to go, whoa. Instead, he goes, whoa.
Just at the boss, just take it out back and just stomp on it.
So, here's what I want you to do, okay? By the way, that Born to Be Wild song, I'm not even joking around. I got to play this really quick. Born to Be Wild, this one over here. Someone does a cover of a song. Sometimes you understand. I've seen people take, you know, crazy songs. You like the cover. You're like, they did it good. They sped it up. They slowed it down. Born to Be Alive. By the way, this is not a joke. This is a serious version. Somebody thought, you know what? This song needs this spin.
Sounds like Three Doors Down.
We were born to be alive. We were born to be alive.
I'm born to be alive.
Born to be alive.
I don't know. Now I'm sort of liking it. Maybe.
You see, we're born. Born to be alive.
Wait, does that not sound exactly like.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman?
Play the beginning guitar.
Can you give him some reverb?
Boom.
I took a walk outside to ease my weary mind.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the paper dead and dead and dead and sins of time.
Boom. It's the same song. It's the same
Born
thing.
To be alive.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Come on, stop.
Come on, stop it. That's just so disrespectful. We get it. Not every part of the show can be great. So
Stoddy.
Rude. So rude. He's in one of these union
bored?
Contracts.
I don't understand what this is. Is he bored right now?
Yeah, he's bored. It's like, oh, I'm bored.
Clay, he needs to be doing his job.
Thank you. He should be giving reverb when we need
it. Is there not recording that needs to be done, dummy?
Fade it out. No, I mean stop singing Aristotle right instantly. Thank you. All right, listen. I'm a little lost. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to throw a bit by your way. We haven't even... Stop playing with the wax, by the way. Ron Funch has played with the wax. It was driving me crazy, but he's on a new show, so I was afraid to tell him. Sure, you don't think... You know,
Undateable. NBC.
Ron Funch.
He pays me. Pays me to play his jingle. All right, listen. There's a woman online, and she says, I want this and I want that. But I'm going to – who do you want to – I'm going to start by – you know what I don't want to do? If you ever don't feel a bit, I want to – that's why we have this. And whenever you make a B sign, if you don't like a bit, if you're not feeling it, this isn't an improv show.
We're the bailouts.
Fade it out. Whenever you're not feeling a bit, you just tell me. We move. I don't want to ever lob. But you guys are like – fun for me because I can lob ideas at you, and most of the time, you know, you can take it. But if you ever don't, I don't feel it, just hold up that. I'll leave it in the middle. You point to it.
All right.
Seriously, don't fucking let me down.
All right.
Edit that out. So this is a woman at a restaurant. We'll get some restaurant noise in the background. She's ordering stuff. You don't have it. You can pause her ordering if you feel it makes the bit stretch. Like, pause her for like 3 seconds, let him react a little bit, but then she just keeps going on and on and on. And this is a real video. To me, that makes it funnier. Like, this exists. She's just saying, I love this and I love that, but we put her at a restaurant. Like, what if this was a crazy customer? You're telling her, we don't have... She goes, I want this and I want that. She's just listing all the things she likes. You're her waiter. I guess you're trying to tell her you don't have certain things or, you know, maybe, you know, whatever, but... who wants to go first? Okay, Whit, you're going to go first. Oh, now I'm changing it. It's getting too technical. Let me just get into it more casual.
Okay.
Let me just go, okay, what's up? Hey, okay, it's cool. It's just me hanging out. Hey, I'm just hanging out. Yeah, the lollipop. I can't do the show without admitting that's a different type of a high. And I'm very serious, bud. Do you feel it?
Look at him.
Yeah,
but we had a half of a half of a lollipop. Because I think just you never know with pot food. But I'm having a great time. Mm-hmm. But here's what I want you to know, and I'll relax. Times I feel like even in a silly way, you host the show. Sometimes you think, oh, my God, am I doing a shitty job at hosting the show? But now if you guys know the situation I'm in, you're going to be more patient, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your face washing. I'm not even joking around.
So what we're doing here is like, okay, we got the understanding of what the water's temperature is at. So the water temperature is at a certain degree that aligns. Okay.
Oh, yeah, this takes a whole show. Okay, this takes a whole show.
Sorry.
So seriously, I'm not even joking around. How's your, I'm being totally serious. I swear to God. How is everything going with your career? Is it good? No, I'm serious.
No, yeah, everything's going great. I mean, I've been getting up a lot, doing a lot of shows, and taking meetings and talking to people. I've been writing more.
Oh, that's good. You got to write.
Yeah, you got to write in order to do stand-up comedy. And that's, you know, well, that's what I love about stand-up comedy.
Tell me what you think about it. What
get to be on stage, but then you also get to write. And those are two of the things that I like to do, is to be on stage and then to write the material. It's all about the material, really.
Yes, you know? It is, isn't it?
And, you know, but also
explain that to our listeners. They don't know.
The thing about writing is you don't want to write something that just anyone can perform. You want to write something that only you can perform and is very specific to you. Something that is vulnerable and in the moment. You want people to think that they're the only ones who get to get in on this.
You know,
it
pauses. This is a whole show.
Oh, okay.
All right, so listen. How about if we have you guys back next week? You'll talk about your face washing, mm-hmm. And then you'll talk about your comedy writing.
My stand-up comedy writing.
And then we'll merge it all together.
That'd be great.
We'll mash it up, as they say in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so play the woman. I'm oversetting it up, but it's all right. Like, if you need to pause her, you know, to give him time, and then I'll trust your, you know, unpausing it and pausing it. And we'll see what's going to happen here. Okay, here we go. This woman, by the way, you gotta love her. Okay, we're at a restaurant. You're her waiter. You wanna?
Hello, miss. How are you? Just so you know that we do have a couple of fresh wines that are in season right now and are actually very delicious. If you'd like for me to tell them what these wines are, I can go ahead and do that for you. We have a Pinot, which is a red wine. Delicious red 1979, bottled 1979. We have it in the back, and then we have some chilled rosé. So you just let me know if you want, and I can pour you a glass.
I want for myself, not to share, a whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones that have been covered with glazed sugar.
Okay, well, you know, actually, we do not have that. We don't have that, but we could get you, I don't know if you want to start with dessert, but, I mean, we do have different cakes. We have a couple of pies. If you would like that, we can get you a coffee and some, a pie a la mode, if you'd like. But we don't have any donuts. Sorry.
I want tandoori chicken, lemon chicken, chicken scallopini, veal scallopini.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Actually, we don't have... This is... You know, that's not where we are. We're not there. The things that you requested, we don't have. So, you could... it does seem like we might have baked chicken, because this is a restaurant, and most restaurants do have baked chicken. But we don't. This is a pizza restaurant. Pizza and wine. Those are our two specialties. So if you want a chicken pizza, we can get through that.
I want a 3-minute, 32-second poached egg on toasted English muffin. I want a princess tart. Why can't you find princess tarts anymore?
Start getting mad at her.
I want a princess tart.
All right.
Okay. Just let it play.
Excuse me, miss?
A slab birthday cake that's been covered in purple icing flowers.
Okay. That's two desserts that you've already ordered. Miss, I gotta tell you gotta take that bitch out of your tone right now.
It sounded like
you get madder. You get fired. At the end of the night, you're fired.
Miss?
Let me interrupt you here. Even the audience listening is going to think if you were a waiter, you got too mean with her.
Okay.
You really got to an area that even as annoying as she is, I want. You really, you went off on her. But she kept ordering her food. She never stops.
Real Caesar salad.
Okay.
Real Caesar salad.
Okay, so far you want two different types of desserts, about 16 entrees, and a Caesar salad. You're going to turn into a fat, disgusting, terrible terror, even worse than you are right now. And all that you're doing...
Still slightly pink.
Did you just say you wanted Kentucky Jack? What is Kentucky Jack? There is no Kentucky Jack. Okay, you're being awful to me. Okay? You're being awful. The only reason I work here is so that I can pay off my Volkswagen. All right? And guess what? Volkswagen broke down. So guess who doesn't need a Volkswagen anymore? Me. So guess who don't have to be nice to the dumb woman who's ordering 17 foods? Okay?
I want a Costco hot dog.
Okay. You want a Costco hot dog? You want a Costco hot dog? We're at Billy B's Pizza and Wine. All right? Billy B's Pizza and Wine does not have a Costco hot dog. Well, Costco hot dog, you're going to go Costco.
So much caramel that when you stick the spoon in,
okay,
that it starts to tip.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, the way that you sound right now, you have fat mouth. It's just a problem that fat people have when they talk, okay?
No!
And you're just going to keep eating, you're going to get fatter mouth. You don't want fatter mouth.
Hey, watch your fat jokes.
Okay. You're doing everything in your power
to
pronounce this, and it's not going to take the fat out of your mouth.
Let her finish.
With just a little bit of mustard. And I want a pulled pork sandwich, a barbecued pulled pork sandwich.
Would you like a pork sandwich? Is that what you want? We don't have a pork sandwich.
You know what a potato croquette is?
Okay, I'll be your manager, and I'm gonna deal with this right now.
Gone cold, and you shape them into little.
Excuse me.
Listen, I'm not gonna shape anything.
Excuse
all right?
Me.
Yes.
Clay.
Sorry.
By the way, I don't mind doing bad acting.
Right. My name's Whit, boss.
Whit.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I get you confused. You.
Sorry. Me and Clay, my friends.
Because you're friends, I know you're out there hitting the open mic night scene.
Yeah.
You don't talk to customers like that. Clay, walk in and serve this nice lady. I know you have a decorum and demeanor.
Listen,
you
are
going to take the night off. You and your power violence sketch group over there on Santa Monica Boulevard where you do shows every Sunday. I know they're great. You have great comedians. But let me tell you something. You're not going to talk to the customers like that. She's a good customer. Yes, once in a while she orders things that aren't on the menu. All right, you have a way you deal with that. You sway in another direction.
Todd, I understand that. I understand that completely. I can handle this easily.
Fine, I'm out of here.
All right, later. Hey, I'm so sorry to you that...
Okay, you're already starting. Okay.
A whole sack.
You want a whole sack?
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
Traditional ones. Okay. That have been covered with glazed,
I'm ready.
Glazed
sugar. We don't serve, unfortunately, we don't serve that. What's that? You want, what's that?
I'm not.
Okay, what's
braised oxtail.
A braised oxtail? Okay, I can write this down and I can see if we serve that. I'm sorry, what was that?
Veal scallopini.
Okay. What was that? I'm so sorry.
I want.
Yeah? Okay.
A 3-minute, 32 second poached egg on toasted English muffin.
I actually think we can do that.
I want a princess tart.
I'm so excited.
Why can't you find princess tarts?
I did not say we cannot find princess tart. But I want to have
the corner of a slab birthday cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
Okay, purple.
Shut up. I'm like, you're going to get it. Purple.
Okay, I'm having a hard time right now. Oh, what's that?
Prosciutto and cheese stuffed
I don't know what
weenies.
Prosciutto weenie.
In a light sauce.
I don't know.
He's not even writing it down right.
All
right.
I swear to God, I'll take this in.
That's been
okay.
Made with a base of a raw egg.
A base of a raw egg. That's I can understand that. All right. I know. Okay. I'll
spaghetti pot.
I'm sorry, lady. You're ordering too much food.
And a tacky Jack hamburger that's just still slightly.
Okay,
cooked.
Lady. I'll slightly. Take you. I'll give you the entire. All right. Okay. I just want. There's
tacos.
More. Okay.
In a real Mexican tacos.
What does he mean by real? Okay.
Real Mexican tacos.
Okay, I understand that, lady. I'll give you a
soft, soft corn tortilla.
I understand.
With beef and onion
beef.
And fresh squeezed lime juice.
Okay, there we go. So I can take this in. I understand that you want a prosciutto soft served taco with.
I want.
Okay,
Caramel sundae.
I swear.
Just on the verge of being too warm.
Okay.
So much caramel.
Lady, you don't understand. I will get fired if I don't give this. You see what happened to the last guy? He got fired. I don't understand. I don't want to lose my job, lady. I will give you anything you want.
It's been covered with crunchy.
Okay, crunchy?
Peanuts.
Okay, peanuts. Listen, lady.
I want peanut butter and chocolate milkshake.
I will give this to you. Please, I will give this to you. Just please, I need this job so much. What do you need it from me?
A smoked meat sandwich.
Okay, lady, I'm running out of paper here, and the manager's looking at me thinking he's going to fire me.
Mustard.
I don't want to.
She's always right, Clay.
She is right, but I'm just having a hard time writing this down.
She wants. She's a good customer.
We have, okay.
Listen to her. Don't interrupt her.
I'm not interrupting her. She's just like, we'll stop talking.
Shh, okay, please.
Made okay. From mashed potatoes that have gone cold.
Okay.
Can you shake
why would you want that? I don't understand. Why would you want that?
Sausage-sized things that you roll.
The fuck are you talking about? I want to leave here.
No, you start losing your mind too.
Listen, okay, I want to understand here.
By the way, you make him look like an angel. He gets his job back. That's how bad we.
Okay, listen. I have mashed potatoes. That makes sense. But what do you say? You want a soft serve egg and with a sweeter.
You're getting put in jail for a year for what you do.
I know. I wanna,
you make threats
I
that are disgusting.
Listen, I'll take a bullet and I'll put it to your head. Or a gun. I'll take a gun and I'll put it up and I'll cock the gun. And I don't know if I loaded this gun, but I understand this gun so well that I can feel the bullet getting into the chamber. So I'm putting it up to your skull. And I'm thinking, am I going to kill you right now? And then I start pulling the trigger. And the trigger's kind of pushing a little bit, giving a little tension, as if the trigger's saying, are you really wanting to do this? And I'm saying, I do want to do this. I do want to kill you. And so I want to put the gun here.
I feel like I could. I didn't know. I'm like, how long can he do it? Ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate when a gentleman. When Whittemore Thomas and Clay take a bid exactly where it's supposed to go. That is what we do on this show. This is why we're voted number one by the Podcasters Association of
Association.
America.
Association. Association. Association.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I need time. Just put a little reverb in our mics. No, we don't need it. Oh, my God. That's just like, that's great. I just picture her. The biggest mistake I made was tell Jake to pause it, because it's better if you just let her go and go. Yeah. She doesn't even listen.
Then I want two buffalo wings.
By the way, this whole bit has nothing to do with making fun of her. And I was so glad she found out we do the bit. I saw her. Someone told me she reacted to it on, I forget what forum. But I was says, I hope she wasn't offended. They go, no. And I emailed her and I went, I'm glad that you weren't offended, because that has nothing to do with making fun of you. We took what you were just doing and ran it through some weird scenario.
What is that video?
It's just her talking about what she wants. By the way, listen to what she's saying. She's right a lot. Like, the things she says are pretty fucking good. She's just talking like a YouTube video where she puts it up of things she wants. Like, I want this. I
want
that.
Cold mashed potatoes.
But guess what? She's making.
Does she have lips?
I'm
picturing a person without lips.
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. She gave her lips to a baby that didn't have lips.
I want shrimp, but I want the shrimp to be filled with pork.
I want the shrimp to be filled with disease, but then removed through a new scientific way.
How long is this?
I don't know. I never listened till the end. Does she keep going?
Yes.
I want.
That felt like.
Her husband does one too. It's old, though. It's from, like,
it's
a long time ago.
I want a new wife.
Just one thing.
No, we do.
Long.
We have her husbands. Can we? It might take a little while to play it, though. We have her husbands. He does an I want video. Oh, here it is.
Oh. I want a burger. I want it medium rare, and I want it served to me on a platter, a metal platter. I want a gun.
What if his are just more life things? Like, I want a new wife, like you said.
I want a new wife. If that cannot be served, I would like a gun. Chica, it would sound when I would cock it. And then the trigger would be cold, but my finger laying there would make it warm again. Ooh, I would love that. I would like a pork sandwich. I would also like... Oh, thanks.
Jake, that's not nice to decide that. He was doing a good job. Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Howdy on the spot like that?
Hey, how do you like that, huh? Listen, here's what I want to do. Oh, I forget I was going to go somewhere with something. No, E63. Everybody shut up in your car. Everybody shut up in your car. Everybody showed up in your car? I wrote something down. But
Oh, that's my maybe Jeremy.
Oh, everybody
story?
Shut up in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the you want it, can we do that a little?
The story?
Yeah, yeah, like no, where you play the music. Everybody shut up in the car.
Oh, no, I don't understand what you're doing. I understand.
You think it's good.
Start arguing. Start arguing in the back. Like we're in a car ride, you're arguing and then I interrupt. I'll do it.
Okay.
No. When I said include the tip.
Guys!
I know you said include the tip, and I did include the tip, but it was on a card, and you paid a cash.
Okay. Shut up!
Okay.
All right. Shut up! I'm sorry I ever took a road trip. We shouldn't have done this. How about nobody argues, no one has to get along. Let me just put in the playlist that I have on my iPhone and listen to some music and try to get to a better place. Can you shut the fuck up and let me just listen to my songs?
Yes, fine.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Much gun violence in this show. We have to be sensitive.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Jesus! Get out of my way!
Star. Now
all right, go ahead. You want to do it?
Okay.
I like to play the part arguing. It's fun. We didn't do that on last one. We give you a lead in.
Okay.
No, we're not.
No, hey, no, it's hard. Okay. Listen
hey,
to me.
Nobody wants to go to a street bar.
And I'm saying
guys.
To do that. I'm just saying
guys!
People have it. Okay,
could
whoa.
You shut up? All right. Listen. This was my girlfriend who cheated on me. All right? Me. I appreciate you coming with me, but could you stop fucking arguing and just let me relax? Listen to my music. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Jesus. All right, this is all I need. This is my song. Just let me relax.
Whitmer Thomas.
Gross.
Power violence.
Yes, my God.
Whitmer Thomas back on the show today.
That's what you listen to.
Whitmer Thomas. Power violence.
Oh, and you're beeping? Ooh, it sounds so narcissistic.
Don't ruin this for me.
No, listen to it again and make them beep more. Like you're angry and you're listening to your own song and you're beeping more. Sounds like a typical Saturday night for me. Oh, that was a great one, Jake. Just Whitmer Thomas, power violence. No, I'm okay, go ahead. Let me. I think you get the best song. You do.
Oh, wait,
I think
okay,
I know
so
what song.
To, we have to argue.
All right, you have to argue first.
I don't care what you say. That restaurant wasn't as good as you told me it was going to be.
How
you
could you say
to
that you got fish at a steakhouse? How nobody gets
everyone,
fish?
You lied to me.
No, I didn't lie to you.
I'm fucking over it. Okay. Everyone, I'm fucking over it. Listen, I just want to go home and calm down, okay? I don't want to deal with any of this shit anymore. I know that you guys came along, and I appreciate you trying to fucking cheer me up a little bit, but you're not doing that right now. Only thing that can cheer me up right now is my music, okay? So if y'all can just fucking shut up for a little bit, I just want to play my music, okay? And then I'll drop you off and we'll just go home, all right?
Okay, sorry.
All right, fine. Here he goes.
Found a peanut, found a peanut, found a peanut just now.
You're getting pulled over.
No, the cops are to the
you're getting pulled over.
This is my life right now. I'm having a fucking shitty night. My favorite song comes on, but I can't enjoy my favorite peanuts.
Okay, you're getting pulled over, Clay.
All right. Hi. I'm sorry, was I speeding right now? What was going on?
Excuse me, young man, could you go ahead and turn the music down?
No, because this is the only peanut song that cheers me
officer,
up right now.
Officer, I'm not agreeing with him. Clay,
yeah,
shut the fucking...
No, listen.
Young man, you're going to have
listen,
to turn
if you're
going to
fuck
down,
up my...
Hey,
no,
he is a police
no,
officer,
no,
you
listen,
stupid
can you listen to me right
shit.
Now? Listen.
All right, I'm going
to... Before I got to listen...
All right, pull out my gun.
No,
officer, you don't have to randomly shoot him. offended him.
Please, no, no, listen. I made a peanut playlist before I got here because I knew I was going to play my peanut playlist when I was going to drive on my road. And I'm not going to have you screw up my peanut playlist.
All right.
Because these are my favorite peanut songs.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I also have a peanut playlist.
I understand.
This is one peanut playlist, brother, to another.
No, no,
I'm
going to
let you off here. What's up?
Well, listen to me. Old Man on a Peanut Farm is coming up next, and that's my favorite song. Listen, I found a peanut, it's great, but Old Man on a Peanut Farm is my favorite song. And then after that is Old Lady Oops, I Fell on a Peanut. That's my favorite song. Old Lady Oops, I Fell on a Peanut.
I love that song too. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get back in my car. You guys enjoy
your trip. My head's going to explode. There's so much going on, and the cop pulls him over, and he still plays the song.
You want a shrimp cocktail? Oh, I'm in the mood for onion rings. Sure. Bobby Miyamoto's girlfriend. Here's what we have. We're going to take a break, but let me see what we'll go to break with. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you guys...
No. No, we don't want you to say no.
No, Jake, because you've been so helpful in this show today that I want to do you a favor. I want to do something nice for you. I'm going to sing a song and dedicate it to you.
Yeah,
no, no. Let's not do that.
Don't ever forever do that. Time's forever.
Well, you don't have to be rude. I won't sing.
Oh, no.
I won't sing. I'm not going to. I do this every week. I have no desire to sing if nobody wants me to sing.
No,
I don't. What do you mean?
I understand that you want to sing sometimes, but I just right now you don't need to do that to your voice.
Yeah, you don't want to make your voice sore in the middle of the show.
If you don't want me to not sing because of my voice, don't worry about that. Don't want me to sing because you don't want me to sing.
I feel like that's the thing that you say all the time before you sing, and then you sing and you screw up your voice. And you
got this great voice right now. You want to wait till the end of the show to sing.
You have the show tomorrow that you need your voice for?
Yeah, you got that big comedy-style show that you're doing with all the comedians.
Oh, the Comedy Living Room. By the way, don't forget to not go out 3 days ago.
Yeah, with the comedians.
It already happened.
The comedy styles.
Well, if you don't want me to sing, I won't sing.
Okay, that's good.
What?
We have plenty of jingles to play. We have more songs that are not you.
You know, I feel like that's a little too harsh, but I mean...
Oh, you want me to sing?
No, I'm not saying I don't disagree with him. I'm just saying the angle that he's taking is a little too harsh.
Right. Here's what we have in plan for tonight. What time is it?
Well, that was worth it.
8:35.
What was that? 8:35. Mm-hmm. That's right. We have a new thing, and you guys are going to love it. It's called the Summer Concert Series, where we go see a performer. We lower the lights in here. We've done it before, but it didn't have a name. It's called the Summer Concert Series. Tonight we're going to go see a living legend, Paul Anka, and there's a great song that he's going to do. And that's our summer concert series. We have that to look forward to. We have our infamous 1963 bit, 1963, where we're going to go in the room, sing 1963 over and over and over again. That's always a lot of fun. The I Want Lady, we heard from her. We have so much going on. We're going to call a new segment called Fuck with Siri, where you guys are going to pull out your phone and try to get Siri to ask Siri weird questions. That's a very popular bit. Jake, I thought you were going to ask something. All right, well, what are you going to do?
I think I'm just going to make her dinner.
Oh, you got to fuck her. She's so... I mean, she would love it. You know, if my mom heard this, people go, what would she do? Like, what if it's someone... You know what I always think? What if it's someone listening to the show for the first time, and that's where they tune into? They think, there's no... I get it. They're like, well, this is probably... It's all ironic. But seriously, I would appreciate it. Help a brother out. Help a brother out. So we're going to take a break so we can do some things into the room. And then you want to play that as we go to break? There are no songs for atheists, are there? Well, Steve Martin has one. We'll take a break. We'll be back. I go out old-fashioned style. We'll be back. You're listening to Steve Martin. We'll be back.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule. The he is always lowercase.
The he is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing, they sing to heaven,
sing to heaven.
Coptics have the book of scrolls. Numerologists count, they count to seven.
5, 6, 7.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists, there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Atheist.
Atheist.
Atheist. Don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Lava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists.
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 Don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
Eating animal crackers made me believe that all animals taste the same.
From the atheist song to that, you're a breath of fresh air. Your name?
Jack.
Jack, I know.
Eating animal crackers made me think that animals all taste the same.
Flip, flip.
Well, my favorite thing to do is to write...
My wife. Somebody asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I want a regular one later, so yes.
But it's not really. I wish I did sound like this. Hi, how are you?
I think that's how people sound when they die, after they die.
Oh, everybody sounds like that. That's what God sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
That's how it, oh, hello.
Hello, I'm God.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Okay, here's what I like to do. What does this sound like? I'm curious. Hello? Tell me what you said before the podcast started about your friend driving down the street. I love this.
Oh, okay.
Who's clinking and clanking? I hear
that
a lot of...
Could what be me getting situated.
Well, pull your chair in and act like an adult that's being really silly in with an organized body but a silly head. Like, I want everyone in here to be so, but like, you got to have some civility, you know, because you're over there. You can't do what we do and then. No. Everything else is calm and we're silly. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you.
It's okay. It's
I know you're sensitive.
It's okay.
I'm not sensitive.
Oh, you're crying. Oh, tell the story about it.
So Jeremy is my
Jeremy friend. Who?
Richie is his name. He comes home.
Hold on. I hate to be a dick, but you're going to know I'm being honest. Whenever someone's name gets mentioned in a podcast, once in a while they go there to listen. It's morbid right. curiosity. It's like, weird. Why am I? Hey, they mention you. Someone always says it casually, and then they go and they listen. Can't we give him a little bit more than just passing by? Talk about this guy. Like, give him, you
Jeremy
know, in case
Richie.
He came here and he's like.
Follow him on Instagram.
There you go. Follow
Jeremy,
him.
Jeremy with an A. JERAMY. Jeremy Richie at Instagram. He's got the best skate videos.
We should celebrate him, right?
Yeah, he's great.
What's his, say his name with some, put echo in his voice and say his name.
Jeremy Richie. He's from Alabama. Me and Clay grew up with this guy. He's a wild cat.
Talk
man.
About him.
He loves skateboarding and playing music. He's a man. He's a myth. He's a legend. He plays pussy all over town.
Shut up.
He's fucking them left and right. He got a Tinder recently and he's going on there and he's yesing everybody. He doesn't nope anybody. He yeses people and then they send him messages and he reads them and he often does not respond because he doesn't like the way they look. Anyway, Jeremy's great.
Okay, so he tells you this story?
Yeah, he comes home.
What's his Twitter handle?
I live with him. Jeremy Ritchie.
Celebrate his Twitter handle. Talk about his Twitter. Let people know.
Jeremy Ritchie. He doesn't have a Twitter. So he comes home and he's like, dang, man, I figured out the best way to get back at somebody in traffic. And I figured somebody did something wrong to him.
Right.
And he goes, all right, so I was driving my truck and I cut somebody off. And then, like, immediately he's the one in the wrong.
He's in the wrong?
Yeah, okay. I cut somebody off and they're all mad at me, honking behind me. And then they pull up next to me at a stoplight. And he's like yelling at me through his window. And I tell him to roll down his window. I roll down my window. And he's like, hey, why'd you cut me off? And I go, what? And he goes, you fucking cut me off back there. And I go,
he said,
dude, why are you crying?
Just the best.
He goes,
are you crying? Like, yeah. Do you realize how powerful that would be if you really did that in real life? If someone's killing you, go, are you crying? Because they're going to want to say, I'm fucking crying. I'm yelling because I'm tough and cool.
Yeah,
and you're belittling them by going, it's not fuck you. It's not curse words. You're just going, are you crying? They wouldn't know how to react. They wouldn't know how to react. It's fucking brilliant.
So he goes, are you crying? And the guy goes, no, I'm not fucking crying. What are you talking about? And there's the best part. He goes, the guy goes, what are you talking about? And Jeremy goes, what's a talk about?
That part I don't approve of. You know what?
And the guy just drives away.
You cannot be disrespectful to people because they have a language barrier. However, you can ask them if they're crying.
The guy's American. It's just
I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want.
We do this to people all the time. We're like, Clay, be like, I went to school the other day. And we go, what's school the other day? Like, we act like it's one word. And that guy goes, what? The guy got so, like, confused when Jeremy goes, what's a talking ball? He just drove away, like, defeated. Jeremy wins.
Is Jeremy a comic?
No.
Oh,
he does sound at Power Violence.
Can he do anything free for the show?
Yeah.
Well, I'll mention his name more.
Jeremy Ritchie.
Seriously. You know what? Seriously, I'm not even joking around. Enough about him. Now, talk more about him.
Jeremy Ritchie, resident Lyft driver in Los Angeles. At least two people throw up in his car every month, and he gets a bonus from Lyft. He will often pick someone up, they'll throw up in his car, he'll get a bonus, and he'll quit for the day, because there's no reason for him to work.
Today is National Jeremy Day, and the mayor will speak upon and tell us a little bit about this Jeremy character.
Look at me! Why are you looking at me? I'm talking! Okay, look at me. Alright, Jeremy Ritchie. Today is the day we call Jeremy Day. I see you. I don't think you're looking at me. Look at me. I'm talking. I'm the one with the microphone. What are you doing in this area? If you see all these people here,
okay, we're
going
to have to cut this broadcast.
Okay, listen.
Apparently, Jeremy
Ritchie
did not go over well.
Apparently, the mayor is...
Today is the day we celebrate Jeremy Ritchie. I swear to God, I see three people right here not looking at me.
Okay,
look at me.
Cut his
look
microphone.
At my face. Look at my face. Okay. Jeremy Ritchie. I love him. Today is the day that we celebrate him. I swear to God, I don't understand why you would come to a thing like this if you don't want to look at me. I don't understand.
Okay, if we could go ahead and cut the broadcast. Apparently, the mayor is a little bit too concerned with people looking at him and refuses to be able to.
Can I tell you why I'm so happy right now? Because I got lost, and when I get lost, I forget that the audience isn't lost. And then when you said that, maybe everything made sense, that whole bit. Jeremy Day went horribly wrong because the mayor was yelling to look at him. It's like, no, people, you're in an outdoor event.
All right,
everybody
knows how Mayor Johnson feels about the crowd looking at him.
If you don't look at me, then why did you come here? There's a bunch of people around here. What do you go to grocery stores just to fucking wait in line and not buy anything? Because that's basically what you're doing. Oh, you're looking at me now because today is Jeremy Day.
Is this what it'd be like if Clay did stand up? I want Clay to go on stage and find one person who's not looking at him.
Look at me.
What are you doing? Just look at me. I'm telling my insight about airports. What the hell are you thinking you're doing?
Can I tell you? I do feel that way sometimes, out of respect. You know what it's like? You know what I realize when people don't look at you? It's like, oh, wait, somebody's wrong here, and I want to learn. That's what I always think when somebody does something. I go, seriously, if I am that idiot, I want to know it. So when somebody like sits in the first row and pouts, like at a comedy club, I don't mean just having their mind on something else. I've been doing it long enough, and when that happens, I get it. Someone's just they're staring, but they're having a good time. They just their mind drifted off because when you make them aware of it, and you address them, or just with eye contact or body language, they snap out of it, and you can tell. Oh, that person just thought about something. I'm talking about an overt bully that will sit and pout. And first, I think I always ask myself, but the problem is when you ask yourself this question. It could make you angrier because you realize that you are being fair. And the question I'll ask myself, Todd, what would you do if you went to see a band and it wasn't your thing? What are you going to do? Not sit in the first row and pout. I think of myself doing that like I'm a fucking mental patient. My friends wouldn't put up with it. You know, my friends in high school were hipper than that. They would go, the fuck are you doing? I could picture it. They'd go, well, I don't like them. They go, yeah, you can still fucking, you know, sit in the first row and pout, you asshole. Hey, why'd you guys get up and leave? They go, because we were embarrassed to be with you. And then I think back to this dick. So I think I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't. I'd act cordial. I would never have the person who would think, oh, an excuse is just because you don't like something, you pout. And then I get angry at that person. Because I think all I'm asking you to do is give me this respect that I would give anybody else. And then, by the way, it still ruins the show because I think you're a bully. And I'm going to bully you back. But puts everybody, even the people that agree with me, it puts everybody in a funk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I don't understand why people just don't look or leave.
Is
that the thing that, like...
Does that make sense? I knew you were doing a parody of it, but I was just answering it.
Is there a thing... Do you like to see the audience when you're performing? Like, sometimes the light is too strong that you can't see anyone. Do you want to see...
Most people are surprised that specific way I like everything. I like to see a smidgen of the crowd. Some people don't mind them completely dark. Let's say it's 100% dark. Some people think that's what I would like. I know comedians that like that. I like it about 90% dark. I don't mind a smidgen just to see their faces. 95 even. I like to see a little bit.
So you're basically pointing out like the people that sit front row, the people
yes.
that they know that you can see them. And
Yeah. Have I ever gone off on somebody that maybe unnecessarily? No. I know what the fuck they're doing. I know. I've even told people, you know, I go, seriously, like, you can tell, like, this is all about my insecurity. I go, I'm smart enough to know that. Like, I want to believe that everybody's having a good time in the audience. Whether you don't, I will just pure, it's comedic because the audience knows that I'm being honest, but I will literally just say, I'm smart enough to know that if I start yelling at you, it's because I want you to think you're having a great time. I do this. I would love, when you look out and everyone's having a great time, you're like, and when I look at you and you're not, even if it's not your fault, let's say you just don't like me. Yeah, it basically bums me out. And then that person can't. Now, at this point, you think they can break? No, because that's who they are. They don't have it in them to go, oh, shit, I'm being a dick. This comedian's really. So they just sit there, and they do what they do with everybody in their family, probably. Their wife, their kids. They act like an idiot. I'm right. That's how they treat everybody else. Only someone's calling them out for it. I've been in situations where... You know, I think comedians have been unfair to audiences when they yell at them. I've seen audience members take more of a beating than they should. But I've also seen the opposite. There is nothing more glorious than a comedian not going to the person's weight, not going to anything that has nothing to do with what they did, but just watching someone brilliantly take down a heckler. Not like, oh, you fought and you some, you know what I mean? I always say, I only like when someone takes down a heckler when afterwards that person's scared, shaking, and crying. You're like, there's no doubt about it. It's like not like they get to tell their version of the story differently. Like, it's like when a prize fighter is done with you. You're like, what the fuck? I don't mean where one person leaves and goes, I think I was right. And the other person goes, I think I was right. That happens a lot because they're both equal. No. When that person knows, no, you got the living shit verbally beat out of you. And I've had a few times where someone over the years has wanted to fight. And I remember once saying, no, I don't. You'll kill me. I go, this is a verbal thing. You don't get to just go, well, I can't verbally do it. So how about if we go physical? Can you imagine if it was the other way? If you were out in the street and you started picking on me? I went, well, I'm not very strong, but let's verbally go at each other. No, you don't get the fucking pick. It started verbal. If you lose, lose. It's a verbal argument. Oh, go outside and fight. Yeah, because you're fucking can't you say anything? Yeah, fucking fuckity fuck.
The best heckler getting shut down memory I have is... watching Nick Rutherford on stage, and a woman just kept yelling out, and eventually he goes, please, could you be quiet? You sound like if a lizard could talk. And he moves on, keeps talking, keeps doing his bit. And the very end, he's having a great set. At the very end, she yells out again. He keeps yelling out, and he goes,
excuse me. And she yells out again, and he goes, go find a hot rock. And then gets off stage. She left. Go find a hot rock. It was the best. And I was asking him, like, recently, I was like, do you remember that? That was a few years ago. And he has no recollection of that perfect joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We were born to be alive. Born to be alive.
This person I like. Because they have a guitar and they're having a good time in their living room on YouTube. Born to be alive. Picture this guy. He's probably about 60, 65. He's dancing around. And he has four golden retrievers, and they're just staring at him. And it's like the most adorable thing you've ever seen. They're just, you know how dogs will look at you? And there was like four pretty meaty ones, and they're just watching him play the guitar, smiling. And he had a, I guess his wife was dressed up as a clown. I wanted to paint a picture. There were no fucking golden retrievers. I was just saying that so you'd like the song. Did anyone really start picturing golden retrievers?
I did.
You really did?
Yeah, because I'm stupid.
No, I really.
No,
thought...
you're not.
I'm
no.
an idiot.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Stupid.
Clay, you're
no,
not dumb.
You're not
I'm
dumb.
Stupid.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're dumb.
You're not.
No, he's dumb.
I ate a rock one time.
Well, people make mistakes.
And I think it's because I'm so stupid.
No.
I think it's so stupid that I can barely stay alive because I'm so stupid.
Listen, people make mistakes. One time I ate something that was spicy and I didn't know I was allergic to it.
But that's not a rock. I ate a rock thinking it was food. That's how dumb I am. Todd?
A lot of food.
Todd, that's how dumb I am.
No,
I ate
not.
A rock thinking it was food.
Listen, some people have they're educated in different areas.
Dumb.
Maybe
no,
he's
I'm stupid.
No.
Todd, can I tell you
well,
something?
I don't
want to
hear you talk about
listen,
how stupid
Todd,
you are.
I went to a doctor and I said, listen, doctor, am I stupid? Because I've done a lot of things that harm my life. And he said to me, I think you're a little dumb and I think you need to have someone look after
no,
you.
No, this is a bad doctor.
It's not a bad doctor because I've hired someone to look after me, and he made sure, hey, listen, man, don't eat this. It's going to kill
you. Listen. Can you listen? Prove?
I don't know if I can listen. I'm too stupid.
No, you're doing fine. No, I have
okay.
to let you get it. You're not. You're doing a great job.
Okay.
You have to just come. You're artist. I see those drawings you draw.
I don't
that's
draw.
Who
that's the fucked up thing.
Well,
I don't draw.
What are you doing? You have those things you draw. What is that?
I just rub shit into things.
I like the way
doing.
It looks. Meanwhile, I don't. I think that's where your strengths are, in your art. You might not
that's
be able to add.
Great.
You know, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I didn't graduate high school.
Really?
No.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, no.
You're so stupid. I can graduate high school, and I'm the guy that you
Oh,
want.
This took a horrible turn. This guy is the meanest person in the world. He starts judging me. You don't graduate, you got to get your diploma. All of a sudden, you have like an old man speech. Listen, the cutoff in the traffic thing was glorious. We should celebrate that again. And what were you just talking about, that comedian? Go crawl, go find a hot rock.
Nick Rutherford.
God damn it. See that? You can tell a person said one thing, and I really do believe this. I bet I'm right. Like, you just hear one joke, if it's the right joke that represents them, you know what I mean? And you go, oh, this person's funny. Just from that one joke, if you had to bet, you go, is that person funny? They have that joke. And then you go, they're funny. Because just one joke. That one joke, I say this a lot, because this should be the reward that just a simple funny moment should have in comedy. That's all. I get it. So I'm not overly complimenting it. I'm giving it its due justice. That one funny moment is more than certain comedians will have in their entire career. And I'm not exaggerating. A moment of just something real, you know, when they go up there and they have this thing that they do, this act that they figured out. So anyway, I'm really trying to soak in every moment on the show. You mentioned somebody. Because right now he's even listening going, it's not that funny. And I'm thinking maybe it wasn't. I don't think it's a good joke, to be honest. Who is this guy? Seriously. He can't fucking tell people to go crawl. I go completely the other way. What type of person tells people to go crawl under a hot rock? What happened to people who have feelings?
Want to hear my other favorite joke?
I do. I want to hear anything you guys have to talk about. I'm very... Look,
this
you know what I do when
I
hear...
Heard.
This is a new segment on the show. You know the bells and the whistles?
Mm-hmm.
Put them aside. I don't need them. I'm like the other shows. I just talk about shit with my guests. Oh, what were you saying?
Young man, Ryan Shoemaker.
Who's Ryan Shoemaker?
He's a hilarious... Yeah.
Oops, hilarious.
Sorry. I just do that
comedian.
To relax me. Ryan Shoemaker? Oh, yeah. I think I know Ryan Shoemaker.
Very funny. He has a joke. That is, his joke is he tells really short jokes.
You want to perform it?
It is the only way I can get a boner is by looking at my flaccid penis.
Oh, two for two.
That's a good way to get it.
Hey, you know what I thought right away? That's a good problem to have. Because you just basically, if you're looking at it, you should probably want it to get into a boner. Who's just looking at their penis in hopes it doesn't turn into something? I mean, unless you're just admiring it, but it sounds a little crazy.
That's a good one. I don't remember any of his anything else he's ever done, though, just that.
Well, I heard he quit the business.
He did.
Oh, God. Hey, oh. I should probably tell you this off the air. Huh. Remember the last time I left the Power of Islands for your birthday?
Yeah.
When I'm walking outside, and I'm not joking around. You know the guy that owns the deli or that store next door?
Yeah.
He walks over to my car, and his head fell off. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck? The guy's head fell off. Oh, my God. His head fell right off. I'm not lying. By the way, I always start... All your games are games I like. The one with the found the peanut. You know the hard part for I see everybody here? When you go, let me just listen to my music. First of all, we don't know what source to use in our bit. Because I think when bits, you tend to go to old sources. Let me just put this CD in. At least that's the way I think sometimes I go to CD. But it's not. It's an M. And then I think of, like, do we have to say, I'll just press play. Jake figures it out. So, but for me, I get nervous sometimes. What do I say? But anyway, I don't know why I die. It's a new part of the show. It's called Looking Back with Todd Glass. I hate to do this. We have a lot of Chinese listeners, and you got to be respectful. This is actually a Chinese song. Do you know Chinese at all?
I kind of do a little bit. I watch videos.
Oh, you know the song?
I know the song, but I know Chinese a little bit.
Yeah, it's Chinese.
It sounds English.
Yeah.
No, it's Chinese.
No, it's Chinese. I can understand. He said something about
it's Chinese.
Chinese.
Oh my God, it's Chinese with. Hello, I'm. It's. Are you serious? It's fucking Chinese. Are you fucking serious? No, it's fucking Chinese. Oh my God, there's nothing like hearing someone like dumb and persistent. It's Chinese. You agree, right?
They don't get it.
It is Chinese, Clay, right?
Yeah, it's Chinese.
Oh my God.
That's kind of like the Hong Kong. Like,
if it's not Chinese, what is it with? No, seriously.
I think it's English.
You're so fucking stupid. It's insane. This is insane how stupid you are.
Hello, listen, if you just shut the fuck up, it is obviously Chinese.
Listen to it.
I think I just heard him say egg roll.
Okay, listen.
No,
listen.
He said, listen.
Chinese. Chinese egg rolls. It's Chinese. Ah, come on, don't be disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful.
Well,
I understand the language
don't
more
do
than
it.
Most people.
It's Chinese. I do the same thing. Okay, just... Obviously,
okay,
you don't like Paul Anka.
Okay, truthfully.
To be a dick about it.
I don't know. I have no idea what language that was.
That was Chinese. By the way, to George Carlin, which means the truth, in the beginning, didn't you think I really thought it was Chinese? I could tell. I was looking over, and you could tell he was like, does he really? You were like genuinely looking at me like, that's not Chinese. But then you figured out that I was kidding, right? Oh, it's so obviously. We've said off the podcast, I was like, is that disrespectful? They go, if you're not the dumb buffoon in that joke, you know what I mean? It's so obviously this guy and yelling. And you're my dumb friend. I love it.
Well,
agree.
Also, when I said like ding dong the third time, I felt like, oh, jeez. I'm kind of taking this a little too.
I mean, I was getting into
Wait,
it.
Hey, can we
let
see,
it all
can
hang
we
out.
See? I don't know if this is racist. I'm not trying to be racist.
Well, don't do it then. I don't want to edit anything.
But can we see if
ding dong means anything in any language?
Ding dong?
Yeah.
Means cock.
No, I mean.
Yes! In the porn industry.
Ching chong. Does that even mean anything?
No, ding dong, ching chong?
Yeah.
No, but it's the way a bad comedian would. I think there's a difference on the show in the context.
What if it means like, hey, what's up, guys? It probably
I'm sure it doesn't. Really? So you're going to make these guys waste their time looking up that? They're busy. And you know when they're not working, what, you think they want to look up what ding dong means? No, I don't mean to make a big deal about it. Look it up for them. A real weirdo. Let's take a deep breath. I'm not afraid like some other shows. How are you going to have real conversation when, you know, at your house sometimes you're just quiet for, I'm not saying 3 minutes, for 10 seconds, you rethink. Just enjoy. Like, sometimes when you shut the podcast off, you know what I tend to do? I can do a pretty close impersonation of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say we really took a break right now.
Right.
Here's what I'd say. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. Oh, man. I'm having a good time. It's funny. You guys having a good time? That's what I would say. Because I am having a good time. But sometimes it's fun to take a break and talk about it. But I just said it. So now everybody knows. You know what? If I can't be honest, then what should I be? Is everything cool?
I need to know what it. I want to know what ding dong means.
Oh, you're super.
You're still into the ding dong.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't even exist. What do you mean ding dong? Like, you mean like when someone does? I'm not going to edit this.
No, like Mickey Rooney and Breakfast at Tiffany's is doing that terrible caricature of a Chinese man.
Oh, they're
what
doing
is, what is
well like bad
is that?
Like that's what we were that's what we thought we were maybe
sound,
stepping.
Okay, the sound a bell makes when it rings. Yahoo answers. What
did
ding
you say?
Dong
ding dong Chinese meaning.
I don't know what he wrote, but I'm just. Reading
Are you serious,
it.
By the way? Because I'm seriously reacting.
No. This is what he wrote. He wrote down, does ding dong actually mean anything in Chinese? Is what
okay.
he wrote down.
And it just says.
And
the sound
and
of
everyone
a bell.
Every post says yes, of course it does. It means a ding dong the bell makes.
Nobody likes a ding dong.
So okay, so in China, people were going. Oh, yeah, they'd say in Chinese, they'd say, oh, that's the bell, and it
okay.
makes a ding-dong noise.
Can I? I don't
know.
Yeah,
people
what
took
they do
that,
what they
and
do
that's
is they go,
what they decided to make.
They go, watch. Okay, they go, ding-dong, yeah, ding-dong.
All right, listen, guys.
That's terrible.
I can't even listen to this comedically. hold on. I got to really stop you. To George Carlin, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. You're saying the overdone, what we thought we were stepping into that area of doing that obligatory, which I would never do in my act. So I think, well, why is it okay to do in a podcast? You're asking when comedians and bad people go, because probably, am I really answering you? You promise you're not going to. Like,
I swear I'm
okay,
being serious.
Okay. Because the impersonation, from an ear where you don't understand anything, it's easy to make fun of it. But I'm sure ours is just as easy to make fun of when you don't know what the words are. It's got a lot of hard sounds. So the impersonation became the one it did with like, bing chai chong chai. And I know, I have to do it. But I think it's obviously the reason it's disrespectful because I don't understand that. So you're allowed to think it's a harsh language, and if you don't understand it, there's hard sounds. But that's why. So from that, over the years, somehow it turned into
ding dong.
Like, I never heard ding dong. I don't know why I got this whole
ding
story.
Dong.
I didn't. No one goes. I have to do it to explain to him that nobody says it. People are just everybody knows the context with this is in. I'm not editing this. The overdone impersonation is like ah ching chai cho ching chai cho ching chai cho cho. Nobody goes ding
will
dong.
You, will you the please see if thing? Ching chai cho means anything?
No, it doesn't. It's just
up, listen,
are you you
I
said
understand.
You were serious.
I,
you
no, no,
serious.
No, I understand.
I could it accidentally say something?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
No,
yes,
no,
of
I
course
understand
everything could.
How hurtful.
You say dirt and flirt and bleak and blocked and I'm sure it's something in there.
Listen, but what if you
I
just
understand.
Said something really
We sound
meaningful.
Like idiots. Oh, my God. No, I know we're not. I'm just saying we sound
I
like
understand.
Idiots.
I understand. This is the most fucked up thing about this is I understand how, like, bad it is to say this. It's just so funny.
Yeah. Well, I really
Jesus
do want to know.
Christ.
Don't.
It doesn't mean anything, I don't
like,
Well, it's disrespectful. It's bad to do.
No, it's bad to do. I will agree with everyone that it's bad to do.
Does it mean anything?
No, it's just
it is,
you know what
it's just
usually
racist.
it's the ignorance of like just you know like it's so like you if I let's put it this way you can never be able to explain it but I will tell you this that if I was walking down the street and I was in some Chinese area this is stupid and silly but I can tell you it would hurt my feelings. I never thought of it this way. And I was walking down the street and I was talking and I was uncomfortable in another place and I overheard somebody going
But where's the bathroom?
Because some reason, maybe our voices sound what it sounds like. I would be like, oh, they're mocking me. They're not doing that to make me feel good or warm. So I think people that would do that usually, you make it, well, they wouldn't do it around Chinese people. Some people would. They would be like, they can hear you, right? So I'm saying if you wouldn't do it around people if they heard you, then why do it in your act? Because then they might hear you if they're ever listening to you. Or do you just hope dumb white people listen to your act? I would hope that the group that, you know, that when they listen, I'm done. Who gives a shit?
We learned something is what I mean.
I feel like that what we did learn is that it's easy to make fun of Chinese people, and I think that
we should start doing it more.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my it's god! I thought you guys were on a completely different page. What
but
I said
like,
was
how
smart.
How long has like I think Ding Dong is like the
oh my god! Stop saying Ding Dong. I'll tell you
I'm
why.
I'm just saying it's just like the first thing that people think of, and that Whit wanted to know if it was a thing that actually means something. But it doesn't mean anything. It's just racist. And I think people need to calm down and start being racist to people because hurts people's feelings.
Thank you.
I was raised into this, that my family was Chinese. And I don't like you making fun of my Chinese.
Oh, your family's Chinese?
Exactly. And I...
You're full-blooded.
I'm full-blooded.
Oh, I didn't know, to be honest.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, could you speak some Chinese?
Ding dong.
Oh, you really do. Oh. No, I thought you were joking.
No, I'm not joking. I'm just saying, when he said ding dong, I was thinking, that's fucking racist. In my head...
Guys, guess what's going to happen now? I have to interrupt
you. No. What happened was, he said that, and in my head, I think Chinese, and I thought to myself, ding dong, ding dong, wow, wow. And I thought,
no.
And I thought, that was so, what that translates to is that it's so fucking racist. How the fuck do you want to say that to me and my ancestors that it just makes me so upset that I don't understand how to take this anger. I'm just going to be saying, hey, listen, I think you're dumb and I think you're ignorant. And I just understand this is what type of person you are. Okay?
The more we hear, talk less, hear, talk less, hear, talk less. The more.
Seriously, stop playing these. Come on, enough with these jingles. It's killing me. I have guests here that are being funny, and we're going to play a Todd Glass jingle. Jake? Seriously, we have okay. Interrupted.
Well, he stopped it.
You interrupted a good story with a dumb jingle. He was fucking talking about something interesting, doing what the people hope the show does, and you stop to play this shit. Fuck Chris Hardwick. I can't play my jingle 4 times in a row. Nobody wants to fucking hear it.
Okay, he stopped it. That's good. Yeah, boy.
The more we hear, talk less, hear, talk less, talk less. The more we hear, talk less, talk less.
This is fun.
Talk less and talk less and regress. The more we hear, talk less and talk less and talk less.
But hop on the drums, play to it.
Oh, yeah, you want to play the drums? Sure.
The buddy drums.
Let's play. Let's hear the song one more time just to have fun. Here we go.
Talk less and talk less. Talk less, talk less. Talk less and talk less. More here and talk less and talk less and talk.
I'm getting paranoid that might look self-indulgent.
No, it looks great.
It doesn't look.
Shut up. No, you really do. You look really great.
What time is it?
It is so great.
Time to get a watch.
Time to get a watch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I feel like I said stuff last year.
Jesus Christ.
How's your family? Where's your family live?
My family's in Irvine right now.
What are they doing there?
Oh, I don't know. They're just doing a bunch of stuff that it's weird.
What's your favorite place to travel to?
My favorite place to travel to is probably a place I've never been before. It's a favorite place I can go to because I've never seen it before and I can learn a lot from it.
Whit, what's the last song you couldn't get out of your head?
Me?
Yeah. Wit.
Last song I couldn't get out of
my head. Yeah, last song you couldn't get out of your head. Well, you're thinking about that. I got to ask you, Clay. What's your most prized possession?
Is an old car that I had. It's a Batman car. And so I got it from when I was in
surgery. Where's the last song? I can do interviews.
Modern
Love. That I can do regular interviews.
But I feel like I'm getting undermined by what
I'm
sorry.
It was a Modern Love by David Bowie.
was. Let me ask you a question, Clay. Who is the most interesting person you've met lately?
The most interesting person I met lately is Todd Glass. I don't want to suck up to anyone, but I just say Todd Glass because he's been around the world.
Where do you feel the most at home, Whit? Where do you see? I do a fucking interview. I know what I'm doing. Where do you feel the most at home?
In my house.
Be honest. Answer all these questions honestly.
In my house.
In your new house?
Yeah, in my house.
That's who's your favorite musician? What's one of your all-time favorite musicians?
My favorite musician is David Bowie.
I got to ask you the same question, Clay. Where do you feel most at home? Where do you feel most at home?
I don't want to brag about it. It's Todd Glass. I hear him say his things, and I just say...
You seem like you're just saying me a lot.
I just want to say Todd Glass, and I just... What I want to say is this is so impressive.
Where do you feel the most at home?
And I feel the most at home is at my house, but I don't want to say what Whit says, but I just say what my house is, because I used to stay there, because I want to go to sleep.
What's your favorite music?
My favorite music is rock music. I like to rock out, because when I go to the shows, I like to rock out.
Let me ask you a question, Whit. What's the greatest moment in your career so far?
Greatest moment in my career so far is coming on to that Todd Glass show.
All right, I believe you.
Live from New York, it's Todd Glass.
Hey, when growing up, what did you ever think you wanted to be when you got older besides a comedian? Both of you. You start. I'm going to go with you, Clay.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
All right, if you're not ready, he'll answer.
No, I didn't say what I was saying.
No, you weren't ready. You weren't ready.
I was going to fly an airplane. I was going to fly the airplane in the sky.
No, you weren't ready. All right, you tell
me. I understand that you don't understand that I didn't want to say that, but because you're Todd Glass and you understand me.
Okay, what was what did you want to do when you were growing up if you wanted to do comedy? I'll let you
answer
first.
I wanted to fly airplanes. I wanted to go cross country in the airplanes. I wanted to fly to New Jersey.
When did you realize that you
were? I realized that when I was in 2004. And in 2004, I was 16 years old. And when I was 16 years old, because I was born in 1988, and when I was 16 years old, I realized I wanted to fly a plane.
And when did you realize you were going to probably not do that?
I realized I would probably not do that because I understand that when I was little that I couldn't afford a plane. But when I fly to
Well, we're going to start a Kickstarter for me to get more money, but that was a good story.
Hey, Jesus. Todd, seriously.
Christ.
Serious. Was that you?
No.
Serious.
What?
Serious. Who do you think is bigger, John Malkovich or Michael Keaton?
Who's bigger?
Who's bigger?
Who's taller?
Oh, who's bigger? Who's taller? John Malkovich or Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
John Malkovich.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Okay, now, who do you think is bigger?
I feel bad for someone.
Oh, I love this. You just want to agree?
No, go for it.
Because whatever I say, ask me more questions like that. Okay. You're the guy.
But who do you think is bigger?
Doesn't have to be bigger.
No, wait. We know what we're. Who owns a taller dog?
All right, whose dog? Who would own a taller dog?
Who?
John Michael Malkovich.
Oh, I would say you're the most boring person in the world, by the way. But I love you, and I'm hanging out with you, and I'm going to be nice. I guess the biggest dog. I guess probably John Malkovich.
Yeah, John Malkovich.
Hey, Blake. Will.
Jeez.
I gotta ask you a question. I hope I do this bit right. If Will Farrell had one last meal, do you think he would eat? What do you think his last meal would be? Chicken or roast beef?
Probably chicken.
Yeah, chicken. Yeah, he would definitely, because you could see him eating the chicken like from the shows he does.
I really hope that this is like a talk show in the daytime. They just ask one simple question.
Yes.
They get one simple answer, and they go, okay, you're right. That's what they want.
Todd. What do you think is louder, an airplane or a big boat?
Oh, definitely an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Airplanes, they got in the sky. They got to get in the sky to be loud. So yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When a boat has to stop, from the minute they put on all the brakes to when it stops, how long do you think that is? Closer to 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
It probably could be about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, it's 10 minutes. Yeah. That was an okay one.
When they say, they know it doesn't take 10 minutes to stop a boat, but you know that they want to say yes to it.
You know what? They do tell you that. I remember when I did a cruise. I'm not bragging, but Bobby Miyamoto had a fallout.
Oh, you did?
Jeez.
By the way, how about that interview? We might have done it in a funny way, but I ask all the questions the other podcasts ask. Mm-hmm. Where'd you start? You've been given a surprise day off. What's your agenda? To do nothing. What's the harshest thing a critic has ever said about you? It wasn't me, but they threw a swing at my grandmother for no reason. By the way, sometimes when I think about the jokes, even in the morning, I'll go, okay, we made like the mother jokes. Like really, at my age, yeah, because it's funny to me. It's like it's so stupid. Like someone does the old typical. Here's the way I see the joke. Maybe there's somebody listening going, I didn't look at it that way. Someone always makes the sexual remark, and then you act offended. It's better to have someone go, hey, I was with your mom last night. Oh, what'd you do? You know, we just hung out. We watched a movie. Had a good time. And I, please, won't you fuck her? Fuck her. That's the bit for me. Now I feel better. I don't have to edit that out. All I have to do is explain everything, and I feel good. Now, listen, we have a summer concert series, but I don't – hold on 1 second. The first concert you ever went to see was
– Weird Al.
Weird Al. Where'd you go – where were you at? Where'd you go see
it? It was Pensacola, Florida. It was, like, close to my birthday. I was, like, 10 years old, and it was the – I think it was the Running with Scissors tour.
How big was the place? Like, was it a big, like?
No, it was kind of a lot smaller than it should have been. It was just a small area. Pensacola, Florida doesn't draw a lot of people, so it's like a small theater.
And, but it was 500 at least.
I don't know if
it was the Civic Center, right?
Yeah, it was the Civic Center.
So that's like 1,000.
I don't know if it was even that. It was like
it wasn't the Civic Center.
It was a smaller theater than the Civic Center. It was like a small venue here. So it was like 200, 300 people, probably.
Let's take a break. We'll find out the stats.
No. Yay!
Like, I couldn't hear the rest of it with it. You took it like a mean teacher. Is that the love you send people on the show?
Sorry. He's like,
jeez.
Let it all hang out. Let it all. Oh, 1963. Let's play that instead. What? Stop playing everything. We don't need to play stuff. We can just talk. What's up?
What's up?
What's up, dude? What's the biggest theater you've ever performed in?
Well, I don't want to brag. Let me tell you something. Do you honestly want to hear the story?
I really do.
Because I don't want to make a big deal about it, but...
No, yeah.
Well, there was this one time. There I was. Center stage in New York City. And the sign said Todd Glass. Hell, I walked out there in front of 35 million people. 35 million, I swear. And I did 17 hours.
17 hours?
That's right. I remember the old. Now listen, we can just talk. What's the biggest crowd you ever played in front of?
Shoot.
Probably 200?
I don't know, probably like... 300?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'll bring you on the road with me, and every single night you get to open up to... It's Black Box Theaters, about 100 people. It's all good. No, you think it's going really big? You go on the road with me every night. How many did you open up in front of already?
300.
With me, we'll be doing 320, 280 clubs.
Nice.
So right in the area of what you did. But,
yeah.
But let's... We'll do more of it.
Ooh.
No.
Aww.
See, I'm not afraid to be. A lot of people are afraid their podcasts. I almost feel bad, and I've listened to them. They don't think they can just unwind in front of the audience.
Oh.
Yeah, just do what we're doing now. Like, where are we going? How are we going to go in for the close?
We're chilling, man.
Other podcasts. We better say good, interesting things, otherwise people won't listen.
That's his Mark Maron impression.
That's not a real... You watch what you say about Mark Maron. That man tricked me. That's my go-to joke. Maybe it's not a good one. Maybe I got to stop doing that. I opened up for... Can I tell you a funny story? Well, it's not a funny story. I opened up for... one of the first people I ever opened up for was Weird Al Yankovic.
Really?
Yeah. And he was so, so nice. And you know what I mean? You're nervous. And I remember when he walked out onto the stage, his head fell off.
Yeah.
And everybody was like freaking out. And
dude.
I had to go up on stage.
Wait.
And like do extra time. This is a true story. No, it's not. Of course it's not a true story. Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic.
So you didn't open up for him.
And I didn't open up for him. But I went with a comedian that did, and that was fun. It was
and his head fell off?
I don't want you not to believe any of my stories. So here's the deal with that. That's why you say to George Carlin, and if you smell it, then you just say to George Carlin, and then I'll say, yeah, you'll get me out of the bit. But if I can trick you not to think it's a bit, then that means I did a good job.
And I sold that like a motherfucker. I knew Weird Al Yankovic, we were talking about him. You're not going to smell anything funny. Boom. And that's when my head fell off. I got you again, you piece of shit. I don't know why I've become vicious with this. Listen, I want to thank everybody. I really do. I want to... Seriously, this is a good moment to go to, and I'll let you all throw to it because it's very powerful. I had a good time. This was an amazing journey, and
don't look so sad.
We had a good time. Let him throw to it. It's your last show. What would you say to the people? Overly, whatever you want. You come on, it's your show. You've had it for 30 years. And then the music comes in. The scene is you say whatever you want, but then they roll that music in. Start it over from the beginning.
Okay. Listen, everyone, I know that you came here and to see me, and God damn, I just want to say I'm so thankful for you to come here to see me, Clay Tatum, on the Clay Tatum podcast. Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed right now. But listen.
Don't look so sad.
This is the last show that you're going to hear from me. And listen, I don't want you to cry. I don't want you to sit in your bedroom and think, oh, no, there's no more Clay Tatum.
Life goes on.
Jesus Christ, what am I doing myself? Don't think that. Think that it's okay. You can go on without a Clay Tatum in your life. But I want to let you know, you're going to be a little bit more sad. You're not going to be as happy anymore.
How long was your show on the air?
Oh, I was on for about 30 minutes. But I want you to know.
No, you know what you do? You have your half hour special. What if you ended it with, look, folks, this is the last time. I can't do a special every week. And I'm retiring. You just sort of say goodbye. Like, you would, like, it's like, this has been so much fun doing these stand up, but I'm not going to do another special. Maybe 10 years.
Maybe you look down that barrel and you think to yourself, there's no more Clay Tatum. What the heck am I going to do with my life?
I love that that's comedically your favorite. You look down that barrel. That's one of your favorite. Like, it's
Clay
such a twisted thing.
He goes to guns.
I looked at, yeah, it's good. That's what, you know what? Because Mr. Rogers said it the best. Guns are fun. I remember. Sometimes I think about that in a bit. I think, well, you're being so absurd. Because sometimes you do, comedy is a lot, and I think about it during the show, you go to, like, guns, and, you know, if I'm not doing the podcast, it makes me laugh, because I know it's with us, you know, like, but then you think, ooh, it's a lot of guns and shit, but it's, like, so stupid, it's funny to me.
It's overly aggressive.
It's overly aggressive, like, you're in the car, you're listening to Found a Peanut, yeah, sure, you're beeping and rifling out your window. So when you hear that sound effect, that's what I picture. Someone just, like, so angry that they're in a car trip that all of a sudden they're driving, you hear the tires peeling out, you hear someone, and then the music, Found the Peanut. That visual to me of the happiest song and then a guy firing his rifle out the window is fucking hilarious. And if it's not funny, then I don't know what funny is. Maybe I'll just stop doing my podcast.
No.
Hey, stop it.
No, I think maybe I'm not good anymore.
Todd,
this show isn't as good as the others.
Todd,
you're awesome.
No.
Funny boy.
Everyone's going like, listen, hey, Friday's
Lowe's.
My favorite day of the week because the Todd Glass show comes in here.
No.
And I get to listen to the Todd Glass show.
Don't go, Todd.
Don't go. What are you thinking?
Todd.
What is in your head that says,
I feel like I feel like tonight's show isn't as good, and it's not your guys'
listen,
fault.
No, Tom. It is our fault. It's not
Tom.
So good, but
no.
Listen, it's not your
you guys
fault.
Are giving me A pluses.
I'm not giving you A plus at all.
I keep lobbing shit at you.
You're lobbing shit at me. It's called shit for a reason, because you're lobbing shit at me, and I don't know what to do with shit. And I'm just saying to you.
What? Tob.
No, I'm hot.
Tob, no, listen.
My fault.
Every
at least let it be my fault. Let me walk with a shred
fault.
Of dignity.
Every
this show, okay, you're going to tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just telling you every.
Well, you're yelling at me in a very aggressive fashion.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
upset.
No,
I'm not.
Stop, calm
but don't
down.
Do that when you.
I don't want to do that.
What's this
just,
thing when you yell? Like when you
don't
want people
to
talk?
I don't know what to do. I'm when I yell, I just. So
yeah, but you can't.
Every Sunday, every Friday.
There you go again.
People turn in. I rock.
Tob.
Oh, God. I almost got you right. What the hell? Thinking about, but
you're
I'm just saying that. Just listen,
seriously.
Every Friday, I don't want to listen.
Stop.
Okay,
Tob.
I'm being serious here. You guys gotta let me. Okay, seriously, the listener who I'm worried about. You don't think they're listening today's show and going, Todd was a little bit.
No.
No.
You think it's really you two?
No.
Tob. Let me tell you right now.
Todd, by the way.
Tob.
No, Tob.
Todd.
No, it's Tob.
Tob. Listen, by the way, Tob could not be the best. How could you fuck up Todd to be the most insulting? It's Tob.
Tob.
Oh, my God. I would hate that. First of all, you said Rod. I would just correct you 10 times to not get care.
No,
Rob. Rod. Rob. But when you go Tob.
No,
you will not mistakenly call me Tob.
No.
I've been doing that for about 4 minutes.
No, you have.
No.
You swear?
Yeah.
I'll listen back.
You really have.
I do.
Quiet down, Tob.
Tob.
No, it's Tob. Todd.
No,
Tob.
No, Tob.
No, it's not Tob.
I know. Yeah, Tob. I know
it's
your name,
Tob.
Tob.
Tie it down, Tob.
Well, this one I understand. I think he has a problem with a lot of words. So I'm not gonna be offended. I'm a full grown adult.
No, Tob, no, you're important to the iTunes community. Okay, we need you here.
So you think it was your fault?
Yeah, it's our fault.
I like
okay,
to take
Tob.
The bit this way. You guys now really start heavily
Tob.
Blaming
no.
yourself.
No, yeah, it was.
So I agree.
All of the bits, those were our faults. We're
no.
Not,
No, Tob.
Todd.
Tob.
Todd.
No.
Just start without saying
Stop.
My name.
No, okay.
Just say, don't say my name. Okay. Just say the thought, because you start every sentence with my name, and it keeps reminding me you don't know my name.
Okay. Tob.
I'm sorry.
But
all you want.
No, no, stop it.
Heard you.
When I
listen.
When no, 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 stop it, please.
You're trying to aggressively.
No, I don't want to stop it.
You're trying to aggressively tell me that tonight's show is your fault.
Hey,
I just feel
no,
don't.
It's
no,
my fault.
No,
don't.
It's your fault when you offer.
What did you guys do wrong?
Don't.
Well, no, stop.
Let me
when
tell
I
you right
realize
now.
Realize what happens.
Tell.
What
hold
happens?
On. Listen. Tell me one thing you guys did wrong.
Okay.
No, no, stop, please. What happens is when you offer free drinks in the beginning, I take a little too much, Tob.
Oh, you're drunk.
As an adult.
That I can't control, so it is your fault.
Yes. It's my fault.
Can I tell you if this makes you feel any better?
Cop.
Yes.
And you're not really. What?
No, Tob.
No.
Gob is talking. Let Gob talk.
Gob.
Let Gob talk.
No.
Gob.
Let Gob Gob. I don't know if that's it. Please shut up and everybody let Gob talk. That's a moment where someone in a movie goes nuts when the person defending them
Gob.
Is also insulting them.
Gob.
So give me some reverb.
No, Gob talk.
See everybody at the town hall arguing, and I'm the one guy who goes. So what I would do is the mayor. Everybody, shut up.
Okay.
Show that man up on their stage a little respect and dignity. Every single one of you, shut up. And let Gob talk.
Gob. Listen, Gob. Dull.
Let Gob talk.
Hey, dull.
Hey, let
dull.
Gob talk.
Dull.
It's Todd. Gob, shut up. Well, you can't tell me to shut up unless you use my real name.
Dull.
Gob.
Dull. Let me tell you.
We did
dull.
A lot of wrong things on today's show, but you know what?
No, we did.
I don't know if this was one of them, but just in case, I do damage control.
We did a lot
That's
of
my character
things.
Of a guy who gets way off when it comes to the name.
So this summer concert series, are you really... Here's the deal. You got to make me a promise if you're not feeling it.
If we get to listen to This Is It, is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I'd love that.
The reason I think that Paul Anka's version of it... Well, you'll hear the story in a second, that it's okay. Because you know sometimes when a... Someone from that era will do a song. They put like a stupid spin to it, like "I'm the South Side of the." You know, they just take some song and they sing it. Even back in the day, they were doing it in the '70s with Bad Leroy Brown, and they put a spin on it. Didn't need, but if it's just a ballad to hear a ballad guy sing it, I think sometimes you're like, "Well, that is interesting to hear that song, sort of sung by, you know, without some cheesy dumb swing." So I think that's. But you, what if I'm totally wrong? What if my sensibility and your sensibility is like? No, but I thought, oh, this is weird. This I tried to think as I'm listening to it. I'm like imagining Michael Jackson singing it because that's probably when I heard it on the radio. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, would I totally accept it as a ballad? Also, I get paid from a new company. It's called Overexplain Your Bits, and they're one of our new sponsors.
Yeah,
I overly talked about it. I can't help it. So can we lower the lights a little? I want so much reverb in this. I'm very upset with the reverb. It's not. I didn't even know this was true, by the way. Now, remember, you go like this if you're not into it. So if we're playing it, it's because you like it. Because let's go into it. I don't want to do it. So if you guys, if we're playing it, we're only playing it and getting, you know, why am I overly? We're going to go see Paul Anka. It's going to be fun. We're going to get good seats. And I think we walk in mid-concert. Oh, everyone applaud in here. Thank you.
from something old to something new. Many years ago, a young man came to my home. He was 21 years old, and he said he wanted to write songs with me. We spent many weeks together in my studio writing, preparing for the album, but unfortunately, we never got to do the project. Our lives went different ways, and the song remained in a drawer in my home until many years later. Unfortunately, recently, this man died very tragically. They went to his home, and they found this song in his drawer, and they thought it was a new song, and they got very excited, and they released it as part of a film and a CD that they released recently. But they found out very quickly it was not a new song, but one that I wrote with him many years ago. We didn't have any legal problems because in respect of him, I wanted things to be smooth. So I gave them permission to go ahead with the song that we wrote together. His name was Michael Jackson.
What if somebody didn't know?
And this is it. This is it. Here I stand. Got the light of the world. I feel grand. Endless love. I can feel.
All right.
And I know, yes, for.
Is he what? Who, Paul Anka? He's an Indian chief. Yeah, Paul Anka, he's the Indian chief of the up in the Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, that, by the way, guess what? I'll never be a part of. It's not like he should know who Paul Anka is. It would, yeah, a lot of people might, but like, it's not like, you know, sometimes people do that if you don't know something. I get it. If you're a comedian, you should know who Don Rickles is. But sometimes if somebody knows something and you don't, they'll go, "You don't know who fucking Paul Anka is?" You know, hey, relax. People, you know things other people don't know. What if everyone knew everything you knew? You wouldn't seem so smart. So anyway. Paul Anka is a singer from like the old, like Frank Sinatra years.
This is it.
I was too paranoid. It wasn't. You know what I really thought? Wait, did you like Michael Jackson's version of that song? Oh, you did.
That's what I thought we were about to listen to.
Oh, well, how many times did I have to tell you?
Eventually, I learned.
I told you that this guy wrote it.
Yeah.
So Michael Jackson's version is better. That's more pleasing to your ears.
It goes. This is it.
He does that. It's the best thing Aristotle. He caught that and he needed echo and he swooped in there like a fucking maniac and he gave you reverb.
The world. You mean. Yeah.
Do you want to end with a Michael Jackson song and over-sing it like Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Wait. We had a Michael Jackson bit we were doing.
You did? I love Michael Jackson bits.
How does he come up with his new noises?
Listen.
Oh, no.
He
oh,
was yeah. a
no,
great...
No. This is what we had. We had...
Guys, oh, God. In this studio, Michael Jackson was a very talented singer who might have done some things that weren't right. So when we're out here, we respect them. Even I include that part in. Michael Jackson was a brilliant professional singer who was a troubled soul, and he was just a true talent. This man had so much musical talent in him that exuded so much love, more than just a good singer, and he might have done some things with some younger people that weren't right. We show him respect in this house. Oh, even around that? Yes. Are we doing like a bad 70s act here?
Yes, we are.
This is it.
Wait.
Oh, let me hear his version.
All right, wait. Can you say Surprised by a Spicy Dinner?
Hey, act like Paul Anka starts singing while he's singing. You know, maybe he starts... No, never mind. I don't want to do that. Horrible decision. That was the worst part of my day.
The way that Michael Jackson comes up with his new noises say a restaurant. Say I'm thinking about going to the new Italian restaurant down the street.
Okay.
And this is how Michael Jackson...
Do I get sagged for this? I'm not being a dick. I just need help.
Yeah, you get sagged.
You want me to ask? I'm sorry. Just tell me the question again. Don't tell me the whole.
Say, I'm thinking about going to this new Italian restaurant down the street.
Hey, I'm thinking about going to that new Italian restaurant down the street.
You got the fried chicken.
He comes up with his noises by recommending things to people.
I was thinking about going renting a bounce house.
Put more reverb in his voice again.
Thinking about renting.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hey, is there something you recommend? Oh, you're a waiter, let's say. Oh, sure. No, he just...
You can do it with any recommendation.
So maybe he goes like...
could be at a music store.
What do you recommend on the menu? Is that a hard one?
Make the pizza fresh spicy. Make the pizza fresh spicy. Surprise by the spicy dinner. Surprise by the spicy dinner. Wait, why was your night bad? Damn it, pizza, pizza. Why does it feel bad? I was surprised by the spicy dinner. I was thinking about renting a bounce house for my son's birthday. Make it the best ass blown up. Bounce on the bounce ass beat. I don't even know if that's Michael Jackson or just like some crazy.
It doesn't sound like him. That's why it's fun. I know it sounds like those things. I remembered. I got lost for a second, but I found my way back. It sounds like a religious song. I still don't trust religious bands when they say they found Jesus. The dead giveaway is when you found Jesus, right? Wouldn't you probably, doesn't mean you wouldn't want comforts of life, but you wouldn't care about the materialistic things. Vanity would probably almost diminish if you really. So you might not frost your hair.
Right.
You fucking dumb fuck. The only thing wrong with your frosting hair plan is that you didn't think anybody would be smarter than you and figure it out. Anything. You know, overly having too much jewelry and claiming you know you talked to someone upstairs. Really, you would think if you really spoke to God. Like, again, you'd want maybe the warmth and air and you'd want shelter and you could have some things in life and want a car. But that would be the biggest sign that you spoke to a man upstairs. You would want so little. The people that believed in God would have no riches because they'd be the one. You can't try to sell it to people. And if I said this before, but maybe someone's the first time listener and they needed to hear it right here because this is what makes them fall in love with me.
Well, their tips are actually frosted because they're closer to God. It's a cloud. It's a heaven in their tips. Heaven in their hair. That's why. They're not dying. I don't know why you're laughing. They're not dying their hair.
Oh, my God. They're
it's
heavenly.
Just that God has placed his godly hand onto their head, and that's frosting their tips. People, I get it, though, because people do usually think that they dyed their hair or frosted their tips, but it's not. It's God's handprint.
Hey, by the way, are there people that can do that and look cool? Yeah, there's people artistically in this world that do – they dye their hair, and you'd be like, hey, that looks cool. Good, you know. So I'm not – there's a difference between what I'm saying comedically and some people that do it and pull it off and it looks really cool. But this isn't that way. This is the no one's supposed to know. Like when someone really just does it to do it and it's a thing, yeah, it can be cool. But this is like, oh, I was just in the sun a lot and I found God. Oh, stop it already. You didn't find God or you wouldn't have been frosting your hair. That's something I would do. You know, I'm vain, but I'm not trying to say I spoke to a man upstairs. That's the joy of me finding out the truth about this. It doesn't change any of my activity because I'm not – what about you? You like nice things. I know. I don't claim to talk to someone upstairs. If I did and I knew where I was going and what it was, oh, my God, I'd want so little. But I don't know if there's somewhere else. That's why I want to get a lot down here.
Mm-hmm. Preach, brother. Preach. Hercules.
Everything I said made sense till the middle part. Hercules. And the beginning wasn't so great either. You know, the whole thing wasn't too hot. 1963. That's how I guess we're going to close. Get up off of that. Maybe I'm pulling it. I'm like, what do you do?
I got to eat the meat better.
Why did I ever...
Just get the meat better.
You know what I think when I hear you do that again? I'm sorry, but I make mistakes. I think, why did I ever stop him from doing that? What rant did I go on that was so unnecessary? I remember when I heard you just sitting there going, pizza, ravioli. Whatever you...
Ravioli?
Whatever. You do it good. You don't really let words out, but you let sort of phrases out. It's not as easy as people think. Try it at home. Oh, not so fucking easy, is it, listeners? There's people right now going, I could do that. And someone with him is going to go, no, you're not doing what Whit did. You're not doing. Somebody at home going, choo, choo, choo. No.
Aww.
No.
I think something's wrong with my iPhone. Check the setting for updates. Check the setting for updates.
And we don't win awards for this show. I don't understand it after bits like
the
this.
The podcasting.
I'm like the family.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Association.
Association.
All right, listen, here's the way we're going to go. I want to thank you guys. This is a true privilege. You know, let me tell you something. I might joke around about Chris Hardwick, but this guy, he gives me the opportunity. He sends Aristotle. Well, how does Aristotle get here? So, yeah, maybe sometimes he wants me to play jingles, and I don't want to really play jingles. He goes, you have to have the station identifications and stuff like that. And he wants me to randomly play songs. I don't. I'd rather sit down with a guest. I enjoy talking. You do bits here and there. The song, it's like, yeah, I say it. He knows I feel this way, but as long as I play it, he goes, you can talk all you want. I don't want to give take away your what you think. You say you hate it. You talk about it, you hate it. There's no rules in that direction, but he goes, you got to play the songs. I go, how many times are we going to take a song that's a hit song and put my name in it? And he goes, every week. He goes, and let me tell you something. Lyricist Joe better fucking cup to it because he's been getting a little lazy with it. Every week, he says to me, Chris Hardwick, you got to get more songs. Your name more times. So I do it. But guess what? I still appreciate what he gives me. He sends Aristotle, Katie, they edit the show. They don't ask for anything from me. So, yes, once in a while I'll play some of the Todd Glass songs. But I want to thank you for coming by. You guys were just a breath of fresh air. We go in for the close nice and slow because it's very hard for me to do. And the listeners get upset. And when they get upset, I get upset. I'm like Jerry Lewis and his kids. All I want, my listeners, is to be happy. I sing for them. I do bits. I don't know. Let it all hang out. 1963. No. I'm not afraid. So we're done. And we're going to do one last thing. And I want to thank you very much. Do you have any parting words? I feel in a great mood right now.
I feel so good.
Can I tell you something? Did you see the candle wax just drip off the candle? Mm-hmm. That's not a sign?
That's a sign.
That is that. Oh, my God. Do you... Not yet. Not yet. It's not ready. I appreciate it. By the way, you, I know sometimes he gets excited because I'll say something to all of us. We just don't hear it's brilliant. He thinks it's brilliant. He starts playing the music a little. Well, like there. I mean, that's not that. Seriously, don't. Don't. But tonight was a lot of fun. Wow. I guess what he... I see what he means. Like, just go, what a fun night, everybody. But I'm not ready to... I'm not ready to take... I know what he means. Like, that's like when you're 30 seconds from closing. We're not that... we're not that close. No, still... No. I know what you think. That's like when you're 30 seconds away, you can play that music and go, hey, what a fun night. But I still want to get a little more out of you guys. Your good relationship with your father?
Yeah, me and my dad were really close.
Oh, Mark Maron, I can interview people too. Okay, I know how to have... We already proved we can do what all the other podcasts do, just talk and have fun. Oh, we didn't have any music before, did we? No. Now, I can get in depth, and I know last time on your show for your mother who had passed away, we played an Annie Lennox song, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Did I say the name right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I actually got a little sentimental when I listened to it. See, oh, I can have a show too. Oh, it's so hard. We just had a real moment. So now I can do what Mark Maron does.
Mark Maron's a nobody.
What? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Why would I listen to that when I could get exactly what Mark Maron does? Which is, by the way, brilliant.
With
but
jingles.
I do it. With jingles.
Yeah.
Who goes, no, I want what he does just like he does it. No, I give him everything Mark Maron gives them. We know about his grandmother who calls him Jacobs. We have a warmth on this show, and they get the fucking jingles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Mark Maron, shut the fuck. There's a, you know, when people see us out, yes, we put on a good game face. Right. But the gloves are on, Mark.
In reality.
And you tricked me.
Yep.
I'm so sick. I'm so lonely. I'm like Don Rickles used to be. I'm lonely.
Lonely.
I'm not, by the way. Can I tell you? I'm dating a golden retriever.
What's his name?
Hey, people that wanted to marry their dogs, right?
Yeah.
Because that's brought up a lot. Even, like, jokingly, and then, of course, for real, you know. If we let gay people marry, then the people are going to want to marry their dogs. Mm-hmm. Well, then why didn't they speak up when they were letting regular people marry women, men and women? Like, how come they never wanted to get married then? They saw all these men and women getting married all of a sudden. And then they never went, hey, why can't I marry my dog? Men and women are getting married. But the minute gay people get married, then they're going to wake up. Hey, I want to marry my dog. Now, since you're opening up the gay marriage, then
guess
why don't
I can
we just
marry my dog?
Yeah, then why can't we just be fair to everyone now? And now I understood when it was just men and women, but now that we're letting gay people get married, aren't we going to open up the floodgates and let us all do what we want? I want to marry my dog. Did they really think that's what's going to happen? No one thinks that's what's going to happen, and that's why I talk about it. Okay, guess what
also,
I just did?
Who cares?
It's a political show, you pile of shit. It's a political, social issues. That's what you just fucking... What if you were this angry every time you did what the other shows do? Well, you might think, well, that's what I do. But it's a bit, and there's a big difference. If you don't think it's a bit, and to George Carlin, I'm being honest, you don't get the funny in the bit. I worry about that sometimes, like with Marc Maron. I read into things when I used to listen to shows and found out I was wrong. I was like, oh, I could see how people misunderstand. I'm being totally serious. It's paranoia, but I'd rather be a little paranoid and be on the safe side to go that I have a great relationship with Marc Maron. He's Marc Maron. You know what I mean? It's not like he hides who he is. Yeah, sometimes he's a little neurotic. But
he locks the
gates. But there's no – but when I say that, like, Marc Maron, anybody could do that. I don't want someone to think, oh, it's like Todd. You don't know. Someone go, was he like – no. You stupid pile of shit. You know, I might be nice and Mr. Rogers like, but sometimes I got to lay the law down. We're friends, you dumb fuck. Who the fuck are you to listen to this show to misunderstand one of my bits? And I'm losing. Am I okay? Should
you're
I take fine. A pill? Or
no, I think you need to call Mark.
You think he'll answer?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe I should say the way I feel.
Please leave a message.
Oh, it's his answering machine. Hi, Mark. I saw the show. It was really good. They should, Louis C.K. should suck your cock. All right, I got to go. Bye. I got nervous. Did I seem like I was ass-kissed here? Did I gave him a little bit
of
my mind.
No, he probably didn't answer because he's too busy marrying his dog.
Yeah. Beat the guys who lie to me. Obviously, I... pussied out. Be the guys who will totally lie to me and say I gave it to
dude,
him.
Dude, you got
no,
him.
No, I feel like I just said I was kissy-kissy. I got
listen,
nervous.
You nailed
you
it
got
to
him,
the
dude.
Nah, but I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, I love your show,
no,
Louis
C.K. No, actually, you did say something. It dude. Really
oh, what?
Nailed it on the head.
You nailed it
you think
head,
he knows like I'm pissed
Louis,
off?
I just say, listen,
hey, dude, Dole,
you call
from
man.
A friend to another friend, Dole. Todd.
Todd.
Todd, yeah.
Gob.
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 No, guys, what's my name? Seriously.
No.
Gob Glass. Does that make sense? No, hold on. It's not funny. It's not funny. Gob Glass. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Gob Glass.
Everyone, please.
No, be honest. No. Go, that sounds normal to me.
Gob Berry.
Gob.
Okay, is that what you think his name is?
Gob Berry.
Gob Berry?
You think his it's Todd Berry, not Gob Berry.
No, it's
you
Gob.
Really. So if your friends.
No, listen.
If you're. No.
Let me take a slice out of my life.
Gob Berry.
No, let me take a slice out of my life.
I got to ask you a question.
Hey, no. Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Man, I saw this funniest thing the other day.
Was it Gob Berry?
Yeah, it was Gob Berry. And I downloaded a CD.
Two
CD.
Idiots.
No. I downloaded a CD from DeweyCK.com.
Dewey?
It was $5, and I bought a Gob Berry CD.
Well, now I see the problem. You have a speech. Okay, it's different now. I'm not making...
No, honestly, Clay does have a serious speech impediment.
I didn't know
and
that.
That's why I say it, because I try to make him
Dob Berry. Sure, I know Dob Berry. I'd be nice if that happened.
Listen,
Dob Berry's great.
Listen, you're Dob Berry.
Well, I'm Dob Glass. Now, if you're going to get it wrong, get it right.
He's Gob Glass.
No, it's not Dob Glass. It's Dob Berry. I saw it on DVD. So
no, I'm Dob Glass. I mean, I'm Todd Glass, actually. I'm letting you get away with Dob, but I can't let you get the last name wrong, too. You're not even talking to me.
Everyone, please
it's
listen
Dob
to me.
Glass.
Everyone, please
I
listen.
At least need Dob Glass.
Everyone, please listen to me. It's a Dob Berry from Louis C.K.
No, I'm Todd Glass.
Dob Berry.
Well, now you're just
right, so you're Dob,
okay,
Dob Berry from Louis C.K.
Why am I arguing? Yes, I'm Dob Berry.
You're Dob Berry from LouisCK.com.
Of course. Oh, my God. You really do your homework.
It's at Dobberry from LouisCK.com.
Exactly.
You buy a special for $5 on LouisCK.com. The
right.
CD is a Whitmer Thomas.
Right.
My name's Whitmer Thomas?
Your name is Whitmer Thomas. That's Bud Diaz. Our Aristotle is a Dobberry.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming out. I am hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, too.
Look, here's what I'm going to do. This is the last show.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. It's the new theme of the show. Every week it's the last show. You think tonight we let go? It's going to get worse. You're either going to really like these new changes we're about to make in the 2014 of July. But I'm telling you, I'm coming in. We have a new CEO. At least he's mine. And this, we had a meeting last night. He goes, Todd, if you need to tell yourself that every last show, and that's the joke, to get you to get out of your shell, they're coming in. We're making some big changes. You know, networks, when they come down, I mean, this is a real show. So there's people meeting about this show. They've made decisions, and I got to tell you, I agree. What we're about to do in the new 2014, starting in July, more jingles, more singing. I'm going to be singing more. They go, Todd, you might not think anybody wants you to sing. But all the people on the show, I get the joke. He goes, and that's fine. Keep doing the joke if you need to do it. But the podcast listeners want to hear you sing. I don't know why either. Maybe there's some. So more fucking singing. More fucking singing.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to be doing. And more of Whitmer Thomas and Clay Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. Also stopping by tonight, the always fun and charming and
hold on
and no fun, charming. Let me tell you something. He's commendable. He's considerate. He's inviting. He's well mannered. He's superior. He's kind. He's got a lot of wisdom. He's swell. He's courteous. He's nifty, and he's just delightful and peachy. And he see right across from me. You're pleasant. You're ducky. You're admirable. You're fine and dandy. You're pleasurable to be around. You're a gentle, polite, friendly, attractive. Just good, becoming, gracious, charming,
square,
simpatico. My friend Bud.
Grub.
Grub. No, what's your last name, Grub?
Diaz.
Grub Diaz?
No!
I won't be Grub. Oh, is that a joke? Did
it's
I fall
an
for
inside
it?
Inside joke.
Grab these.
We call Buddy Grub Diaz.
Is that like the joke about grab these balls?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Hold on. I gotta see something. Hold on. Just shut up, everybody. Be patient. We're going in for the close. We're going in for the close. Yes, that's right. Delightful and peachy. Oh, I said Bud.
Yeah, Grub.
Grub.
Grub Diaz.
Grub, what's your last name?
Diaz.
Grub Diaz?
Yeah.
Grub Diaz? No, I overdo it. I don't even do it right. What's your last name? Grub? Grub Diaz?
Diaz.
Grub Diaz. Charming, kind, seemly, gracious, becoming, good. You're. These are words that just come into my head. I forget my head is like a thesaurus. I think everybody thinks like that. I forget. Sometimes I forget how smart I am. I do. I guess I'm not so smart. I don't forget that long, though. I try to make you think I'm smart again. Sometimes I forget how smart I am. No, I don't. Just trying to throw you off. A smart person never forgets how smart they are. All right, I guess this is the part where... Excuse me. Chair got in my way. I want to thank you guys. I think we're going to go to close by doing... Oh, this is how it all started. I was saying goodnight, and I'm saying in the 2014, starting in July, there's a new show. So we say goodnight. We say goodnight to a show that was a lot of fun, and it's a new show. And thank you. Jake, as always, I want to take a second here, because you never get the respect. I heard you talking to some of your friends on the phone this afternoon, and... you're right. This show would be up Schitt's Creek without you. And I appreciate it. I know you sit over there. A lot of people think it's easy. They say, you just sit there, jacking off. Well, it's not that easy. I throw curveball, play this, play that, find that, loop that. You do this show without him. You guys might take for granted what he does, but let me tell you something. I'm aware. Aristotle I could replace. Mm-hmm. No offense. You move a knob, you play echo half the time. All right. Very funny. No, don't do that. Seriously. Aristotle, there's nothing more grinding than that really shows disrespect. Really shows disrespect. It's so disrespectful. I'm a national treasure, you little pile of shit. I'm a national comedic treasure. That's how I'm getting introduced now. All right, please. Right, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. And I want to thank Jake. Aristotle, really, that's really fucking rude. And I like you. I don't like doing this bit. It makes Aristotle look like a lunatic. But seriously, stop whistling, Aristotle. No, he's whistling in the bit. But I'm just saying, don't. He's whistling, but he's not. It really is him. No, it's not. I like people need to hear that. And I want to thank you, Clay. Clay, I'd like to give you 1 minute just to you can use it inspirational. Sometimes people want to say nice inspirational things. Sometimes a funny story.
I got 60 seconds. This is the funniest story that I can think of.
58.
Okay, the funniest story that I can think of is
57.
When I'm trying to take a shower, I realize that I have the dirtiest face I've ever seen in my life. And I turn on the hot and I turn on the cold. And I realize, listen, this is like room temperature when I'm touching right now. This water's room temperature. Then this is what I think. You won't believe what I'm thinking, but what I'm thinking is like, what if I turn up the hot a little bit and then turn the cold on a little bit? And then I turn the, and it's like,
this is more
it's
of a whole
warm
show.
And it's a little cold and it's a bad.
So can you put reverb in my voice? Because I know what I'm a professional. When I got to take it home, you can't take it home half-assed. I know where to bring it. Can you bring some reverb in here? So I want to thank you guys. This has been, look, there tonight there's been, whenever those shows, whenever you let yourself get very silly, there's the peaks and the valleys, but the valleys are always scary if you're scared of valleys. Valleys are where all the juice gets juiced up again. In the valley, that's where all the bubbling happens, and then we shoot up into a canyon. So when we're down in those valleys, don't look at them as valleys. Look at them as joke stations. We are down in those valleys thinking, what the fuck can we do to get... That's where the magic happens. So I say goodnight to you and really soak this song in. I don't even know what it means, but just listen to it. It may pretend it means whatever you want it to. That's what I do with songs. Sometimes you hear the actual words, you're like, oh, this is sad. No, you just make whatever you want. It's a guy saying how great you are. That made a little sense.
Don't look so sad.
Yeah, maybe it's a guy's going away for the weekend, saying goodbye to his girlfriend he loves.
I know it's over.
It's not over. It just means the weekend. We had so much fun.
But life goes on.
Yeah, picture the guy's dog.
And this old world will keep on turning.
He's making scrambled eggs for his wife. They've been married 50 years.
Let's just be glad.
Yeah, let's enjoy each other, they're saying.
We had some time.
Yes, everything's fine.
Together.
And we have more time. He's just saying, let's appreciate the time we've had. I know.
There's no need.
It's a happy song.
To watch the bridge that we're burning.
I don't know what that means. Forget about that part. Edit it out.
Lay your head.
This is the way I send off an audience.
On my pillow.
I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is a true honor to be able to come into your ears every week. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay Tatum.
Hear the whisper.
Whitmer Thomas, everybody.
Blowing soft against the window.
I'm forgetting.
Grub.
One more time.
But,
grub.
Jesus Christ. I know. It's Grub, idiot. What do you think? I don't know his name? Thank you, Grub. You're the best. Do you like Grub or Grubby?
I'll get along.
So my friend's name is Robbie.
You'll find another.
Close your eyes.
And I'll be here.
Oh, look at the golden retrievers. They're running around the yard.
Never need.
By the way, if I ask you to picture it, really picture it. And there's a guy and his wife. They're happily married.
Don't say a word.
And they're looking at their big green lawn and their golden retrievers
tomorrow.
Are playing. And they're going to get in a canoe.
Forever.
Because they saved their money. They bought a little gentleman's farm. Really picture
it.
And there's somebody painting their house with a can of paint. It's just like, but everything's very neat. The can's just open. He's got a white. And he's just touching up around the porch, not making a mess. And now they're on the swings, looking at the. And they're not that old. I mean, they're like 72. And they. The golden retriever just jumped up on the guy. Oh, he's feeding it chocolate. Oh, she's yelling. Don't feed it chocolate. Oh, she's screaming. He's going, ah, chocolate won't hurt the dog. Oh, she's like, oh, it will. It will. Now, that doesn't happen. All right, everybody, I got to go. I'd stay here, but I have to go eat. Hey, let's think about each other tonight. Seriously, like in a really wrong way. Make believe you. What the fuck? Is that going to hurt anybody? We can't have fun? More time. God bless America, and God bless our troops, and God bless people that buy my book. That's right, I throw you into a pretty elite. People that buy my book are good people. That's fireworks, ladies and gentlemen. People that buy my book, they go to the bookstore, they're special people. I don't care about the money, I don't make a red cent, I already made my money. Boo, did I make my money.
What if it ends horribly? Me yelling about my book money.
Those son of a bitches. I got a tight low-end deal on the high end at 15% off the middle. And I don't make, by the time that fucking book hits the fucking shelf, it's just the principle that it does help me get on the New York bestseller list. So when people do buy the book, I actually do appreciate it. I really do. I know a lot of you haven't, but you know what? I'm okay with that too. I'm okay with that too. To be honest, would I buy the book? No. I wouldn't, and I like myself, but I'll wait till I can steal it from somebody. Steal it from somebody at the park. If you see him have my book, run over, take it. You know what? Because if you run over to someone with my book at the park and you take the book, they're going to like you. Because they think if they want that book that bad, that means they like Todd Glass as much as they like me, and they'll let you have it. And that's the way I like to end the show, in narcissistic soup. God bless the troops. God bless the United States of America. May God have mercy on your soul.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.